champions from the Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Show will help you win your fantasy football championship. Sleeper Wire, Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Sleeper Wire on Dash Talk.
The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time. Mail time.
When you control the mail, you control information.
If there's something strange in your league, who you gonna call?
Sleeper Wire!
Oh, welcome to the Mail Sack, the live Wednesday Mail Sack. Good evening, guys, ladies, boys and girls, children of all ages. Welcome to the Sleeper Wire Show. Today is August 25th, 2017, and it's the live show. We've got Dirty Jobs Mike, Prophet Hussein, and Lucas here to answer your questions that you have submitted through the various apps and websites that we are on. And also, don't forget, we will take your calls live tonight, 909-713-7030. If you want your questions answered immediately, calling in is the fastest way to do that, 909-713-7030. All right, guys, we already got a phone call, so you want to start with that?
Why don't
we? Hell yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Absolutely.
Let's get the caller right in here. And
Week 8.
Here we go.
Hello.
What's happening, man?
What's going on, buddy?
How are we doing? What's your name?
Benny.
Benny, how we doing? What you got, bud?
All right, man. I'm in a little pickle here, man. I had a Jordy Nelson, and we all know what happened to him, right? So now I picked up Doxson, and I also have Juju, man. I don't know who to start.
I'm going Juju. Martavis Bryant's going to be riding the bench. He pissed off the team, so he will not be active. So I'd go Juju.
So I was thinking, man, but I also got Chris Thompson and Mixon, right?
Right.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah. No, I'm with you. We're listening.
Yeah, I got Chris Thompson and Mixon, but Richard is available. I don't know if I should pick him up and start him over either or.
I wouldn't, no.
I like Mixon. Do you need one out of all these guys you're naming or?
Yeah. RB2, yeah.
I think
it's standard league too. I lost all my backs, man. You know, I'm struggling here.
No.
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
The struggle happens, is real.
I like Mixon here. He's borderline RB1 for me this week against Indy. So I like him. I have no quarrels playing him.
Hit right, the nail right on the head for me too. I like Mixon a lot this week facing that Indianapolis defense. I know that they started good against the run. They haven't looked like they're that good against it anymore. As far as my receiver, I think I've got to lean towards Doxson. I know that both those guys
Doxson
said
for me, yeah.
No, Doxson for you too. Yep, yeah, Doxson no, Doxson. Well. Yep. I really like the matchup against Dallas. He's starting to get used a lot more. Juju Smith-Schuster is still number three on that
yeah.
team. Don't forget, you still got Antonio Brown. You still got Le'Veon Bell. Look how much they've used Martavis Bryant in the past 5 weeks. And that should let you know everything to me. Like, I don't think that there is a reliable two on that team because they never give him the ball.
Yeah, it's Doxson by far for me. So Doxson and Mixon for you.
All right, man. Cool.
All right, man. Good luck this week, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
All right, guys, I have the little phone sound effect, so I'll give you a cue if we get more calls. But let's get started with the questions from Sleeperbot.
All right, it's week 8, guys. It's week 8. We got Julio. I guess that's Julio. Excuse me. I like that. Thoughts on Rashard and DeAndre Washington the rest of the season? What were you thinking?
I like the coin flip of either one of them this weekend. I think I lean a little bit heavier for Washington here. But for rest of season, I'm not really confident with either one of these guys. I feel like Jalen Richard is probably your pass-catching back on that team.
Right.
But Lynch only is getting a one-week suspension, and then he'll be back.
Yeah, but he was terrible. So, I mean, you're looking at these guys. For me, I'm looking at stashing both of these guys rest of season. If I have the roster spot, you know, this is also the time of the year where you really want to do those two for ones, you know, those three for twos, open up a roster spot so you can either grab, if you're worried about it, you know, your backup running back, if, you know, you're worried about spending fab dollars, maybe you're low, you know, those are moves I'm starting to think about at this part of the season. So I'm definitely thinking about stashing both of them, Richard in the PPR, Washington in the standard.
Yeah, I mean, Richard's looked like the better running back to me. I don't think that Lynch has really looked that bad. He hasn't been able to get open much, but he hasn't looked that bad to the eye. When he comes back, he's still going to be the guy. He doesn't have hands, so he's not catching the ball, but he's still going to get the majority of the touches going forward.
Yeah, I mean, but what has he done with them? You know, I mean, this is every week we're talking about. Every week we seem to be giving him a pass, and I don't know why we're this late into the season. Why are we telling people that he's a serviceable option when he's just not? I mean, I can understand coming into the season, people are thinking, oh, let's start, you know, Lynch, you know, let's, he's a top 10 guy. But I mean, we're this late into the season. I think it's okay for us to just, this guy is what he is at this point.
I feel like I can answer that really quick with this, just real fast. Sorry, Lucas. It's his workload. The guy's getting – he's getting the workload of that team. I mean, regardless of whether he's being effective with it or not, he is getting the workload. I mean, when he's in there, DeAndre Washington isn't.
Right. All right. Fair enough. What were you going to add to that, Lucas?
That my argument was more that due to his workload that neither of these two guys, unless he gets injured, neither of them are going to be worth anything because at best it's a three-headed monster with him getting the majority of the touches. So I can see – Washington ripping off a big run every now and again when the defense is gassed, and that could very well happen, but I don't think he's going to get enough volume to be worth having on your team. I think there's other people out there that are more worth it. Richard may be worth having in a PPR because maybe he gets, you know, 4 or 5 touches a game, so he has a pretty nice floor of, you know, 7 or 8 points, could be closer to 12 to 15 on a really good week for him if he happens to get in the end zone or rips off a couple big runs or catches, rather. But I don't think either of them are going to be reliable for you going forward. You might get production out of one or both of them this week, but that's a really a one-week thing, which it's a pretty good week for it to happen, given that this is one of the heaviest bye weeks.
Right. All right, fair enough, guys, fair enough. All right, we got to move on. Ray Ford.
Guys, we got a call. Hey, caller, turn the volume down.
Yeah, I didn't
know. That scared me.
I was in the Matrix for a second. Did I just take the red pill or the blue?
You took the Curtis pill.
Welcome, caller. Curtis, what's up, Curtis?
Yes,
Curtis.
What's up, guys? I had a quick question. I had Leonard Fournette going by this week, and right now I'm staring at Doug Martin and
Kamara.
Alvin Kamara. I'm looking at both of them at my running back too.
Is this PPR or standard?
Yes, standard
PPR.
PPR.
Okay.
I know what I'm going, guys.
You got to choose one.
I mean, because my other. I have Hunt and Bell. So
yeah.
I need
to flex. Okay. Man, I think I gotta go Kamara here.
I'm there. Yeah, Kamara. He's seeing some targets.
Yeah.
So you know he has 38 targets so mm-hmm. far. So you know he's right up there. He's the same amount of targets as Gurley.
Yeah.
Bell only has 4 more. He's right up there with the best of them. LeSean McCoy has 39. Duke Johnson only has 43. I thought he would have more, given his role. But yeah, Kamara, you're only going to see his targets go up and his workload with Peterson being gone. So Kamara for sure.
This is between Doug Martin and Alvin Kamara, right?
Yeah.
And so Alvin Kamara faces the Chicago Bears, which are a no-joke defense to me. They haven't allowed a touchdown for 2 games. Tampa Bay, Carolina, Tampa Bay at home, they've looked a little hotter to me. I'm going to have to lean towards the muscle hamster. I think he's going to get it done this week. I'm going with Doug Martin there all day.
In the PPR, I mean, I could see why you want to lean Martin, but, man, in a PPR, I don't see how – you can get away from a guy that just was removed from what he catch like 10 passes the week prior. And I mean, like,
yeah,
was that against Chicago?
It was 10 against Detroit.
I mean, so... we're talking about him catching passes. We're not even talking about him rushing. So are you talking, your knock against the guy is what, rushing touchdowns?
Volume. Actually, for me, Doug Martin's volume, Doug Martin's volume outdoes. Right. Does his by 100% to me.
But when he's getting targets, I mean, in a PPR, that those targets are the, I don't know, I just feel like that balance
more valuable.
Yeah, I just feel like it, you know, and I don't know. I feel a lot more, but you know, it's not a bad, I mean, you have great options right now. You have Doug Martin, I mean, Kamara.
It's four point PPR.
Yeah. And in PPR, he's top 10 for me this week.
Yep. I'm just going to put this out there. Since Peterson has been gone, Kamara is averaging about 7 yards per rush. And then when he gets the ball thrown to him, he's making something happen with it as well. He's got 19 rushes in 2 weeks, plus about 20 targets. So he's a little shy of that. Yeah. But he catches close to 80% of the passes thrown to him, maybe 90.
That rushing average. I mean, I think his rushing average has to be top 10, like right behind like Kareem Hunt, you know, like, you know, those guys. I think last week he had, what, 6.3 or something like that. So, yeah, he's a beast, you know. I really like him. And the team likes him as well. Obviously, they were able to move AP and, you know, and be able to feature him a little bit more.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing because I'm going to guess. Because right now I am 6-1. And the other guy I'm going against, he's 6-1. We're both 6-1. So it's like he has a power team. I have a power team. So I'm trying to beat him this week.
I like Doug Martin in a standard, but since it's a PPR, I lean Kamara, you know, a lot more, you know, very heavier.
Thank God. I really appreciate that. And I'm sorry. Curtis. Sorry. One quick thing. Also, I have Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson. Who do I start?
It's Deshaun for me. You got to ride the hot hand.
It's Russell Wilson at home. Yeah. Deshaun Watson's about ready to figure out what the earth feels like, I think.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I got to go with the dirty jobs here.
Yeah, I'm contrarian. I like Watson, though.
I like Watson, too, but, I mean, Wilson this week. All right, buddy. Good luck this week.
All right, thank you.
Do you guys want to try to beat my undefeated bet streak? I'll bet Doug Martin over Alvin Kamara in a PPR.
I'll take that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Awesome.
You might as well just give it to me right now, right? Dude. Mm. Give me that cookie.
You sound like Nick last week. Oh, man, you're crazy. And I'm like, oh, well, who's counting the cookies on Monday, Nick?
All right. We got Sleazy CZ. One PPR flex. He's got Rob Kelly, Devontae Parker, Marvin Jones. Have Marvin Jones in now, but I need support, he says. So Kelly, Parker, or Jones?
You know, they're talking about Golden Tate playing this week. Devontae Parker has, you know, they play tomorrow. And if it comes out that he is looking good and he's healthy, I am playing Parker. He is a beast. I'm putting him out there. Otherwise, PPR flex, I'm going Marvin Jones. Even with Tate coming back, I'm still going Marvin Jones.
Yeah, I'm going Marvin Jones either way. I just don't see any rapport based off of just health, you know, with Matt Moore and Parker. Stills, that's it. That's, you know, that's there. And with Kelly, I like Kelly a lot. You know, he looked good, you know, at times last week in the game, but
he was catching balls too.
Yeah, I mean, but they like my boy. They like my boy Chris Thompson, you know, a lot, you know. So, I mean, maybe Rob Kelly gets you know, I mean, maybe he doesn't get traded, but it would be, I mean, he's a good running back. He looked really good out there. I'd like for him to have, you know, a nicer role, you know. But I'm really happy that Chris Thompson, you know, after years of hyping the guy up, probably since like the first season, I've probably been hyping up Chris Thompson. So it's nice to see him. RB1 in PPR leagues, but definitely Marvin Jones here.
I think I lean Marvin Jones if Golden Tate is in. I actually like the matchup better for Marvin Jones if Golden Tate plays, but I think if Golden Tate doesn't play, I lean Rob Kelly. Kind of the opposite way there, right? But I just don't like him facing that Pittsburgh passing defense is legitimate. But I think if he's the wide receiver too in the situation, he can get some good production.
All right, so you got two for Jones. Unless Parker is healthy and he's looking good, then we're totally split. We got Parker, Jones, and Kelly.
Just probably refer go to Jones.
Or just refer to our rankings. See what our rankings say. usually pretty on point. You go to sleeperwire.com, you can find them. All right, we got Ray Ray sneak in another question, or is this
Did you
Ray
guys
Ray
do that four. One? I forget if you did that one or if we got interrupted by a call, so I moved it down.
No, I don't think so. I think this is another question.
Okay.
Jay Stu has a good pickup with the schedule, or should I target the McCaffrey owner? That's kind of a confusing question. So he's do you guys follow that? Jay Stewart has to be a good pickup with the schedule, or should I target the McCaffrey owner?
I think he's asking if he should pick up Jay Stu and hold, or try to trade Stewart to the McCaffrey owner.
I think one of them is going to do well, almost, right? One of them is going to do well. Should he grab Stewart, or should he grab the McCaffrey owner? That's how I'm understanding it. Now that I thought about it,
it depends on what you got to pay for the McCaffrey to the McCaffrey owner. I mean, he's going to probably want a pretty penny, and especially in a PPR league. But I think Jay Stu, I've been seeing him on a lot of waivers, and if you look at this guy, the last 8 weeks of the season, that's his time to shine. This is his go time. So I'd be perfectly comfortable just grabbing the guy off of waiver wires than having to expend my players, because I think you're talking about two different roles for these guys. You got McCaffrey that plays the pass down backs. You got Jay Stu running the ball, though.
Yeah, right. My biggest issue with Jay Stu is that they don't use him in the red zone. They use McCaffrey, and Cam uses his legs still, even though they've talked about him being more of a pocket passer. They use Jay Stu between the 20s, and they use him on third and short. They're using him in, he is very beneficial for that team to move the chains, and from an actual football perspective, he does a lot of good things for that team. But from a fantasy perspective, Jay Stu is not getting rewarded appropriately for his actual football prowess, if you will. So McCaffrey's the guy to own for me, and Jay Stu, he's going
to. What are you willing to give up right now for the McCaffrey to the McCaffrey owner? Because I feel like he's going to be kind of expensive right now.
McCaffrey has had his best couple of weeks, but I think, we know what McCaffrey is. He's going to be maybe a low end RB1, but more likely a high end to middling RB2 going forward in the season. So, I would try to sell high on Larry Fitz, while he still has his numbers.
Yeah. But would you take that though?
I wouldn't.
If you were a McCaffrey owner.
Yeah. Take Fitz for no. What if it's like all right, because I'm sure there's a lot of Larry Fitzgerald owners out there that are trying to pawn him off. Say he's looking to target McCaffrey, Larry Fitz, and who gets you McCaffrey?
Well, I mean, I don't think it would have to be much.
Not much, right? I was just gonna say maybe like Larry Fitz and say Deion Lewis or something like that.
Yeah,
kind of like similar mold.
James White and someone people need to be taking, keeping an eye out for, especially in PPR leagues. Danny Woodhead is going to be back fairly soon. So keep an eye out for him.
Yeah. If you can get him for cheap right now, he might be on waivers.
I picked him up
as well. So we definitely keep a lookout for that. That's a good call, Lucas.
And so, 2 weeks and he's back.
Yeah, I mean, look at reports to see if he's been looking good. All that stuff from what I've been hearing, there's been no setbacks. Definitely a good pickup. That's definitely a good call. All right, Gono Pagano, Dolphins D or Kansas City? And he's got another follow-up question. So for Dolphins or Kansas City, I'm going to say Kansas City this week. And I know you said you like Dolphins, Lucas.
I do like Dolphins as a play purely because Baltimore is looking pretty thin on offense. Right. But Kansas City, gosh, they're hot and they're at home. Yeah. They're playing prime time. Mm-hmm. Denver has looked bad.
They just don't look like they have a clue.
Bad. So I think Trevor Siemian's going to be hugging worms. So
I'd like to say I told you so right here.
Yeah, you did. You've been telling us every week. We thought you were just too hard on your team. Kind of like how I told you guys about the Giants. I mean,
nobody wants to be a Broncos fan more than I do. Again, I'm just
of course,
man.
You want to, but I mean, you got to protect that heart. It's only but so much.
But I also know what my eyes tell me too about Siemian and CJ Anderson and all those guys. I mean, they just they're just dreadful.
We got sports, that kills our heart, our kids, those ungrateful little You know what I like to call them? You know, they like to kill our heart, you know, and, you know, wives, even though they're beautiful as well. But we got a lot going on for us.
Hell yeah.
But all right, we're going to move on. We got Jen RSVL, half point PPR, rest of the season. Dotson, Corey Davis. Oh, actually, sorry about that. I almost forgot Gano Pagano's second question. So I'll come back to your question. He's got Buck Allen or Duke Johnson for PPR. And I'm going to say Duke Johnson. That guy's a beast in PPR leagues.
Yep, he's tearing it up. I got to lean with Duke here.
Yeah. You know, one thing I will say is that Buck Allen in a PPR, his lowest game he's had all season is like 8 points, and he's been as high as like 18. So he's been a really consistent like 10, 11 points a game floor kind of guy. So if you're just looking for someone as your RB2, that you just know that you can plug in and count on those 8, 9, 10 points, Buck Allen has been a really great play. We'll see what happens when Woodhead comes back. Duke Johnson is more kind of that boom or bust guy.
Well, for PPR, I mean, he's, you know, I mean, as standard, he's boom or bust. And as standard, I'd be leaning Buck, especially since he's getting goal line carries. And it's close. It's closer for me because, you know, thinking that he does get those goal line carries, Duke Johnson does not. But then again, no one's really sniffing close to the goal line over there.
See, and I forget.
So that's
Cleveland's
why I like Duke Johnson so much. So yeah, I'm gonna stay Duke, even though I thought about it a little bit.
Yeah, I gotta switch to Buck Allen. Miami at Baltimore on Thursday night. They're gonna be using Buck. Cleveland is at facing Minnesota in London. So I don't know. I just don't like those London games. I don't like Minnesota either.
Yeah, that is a good call as well. I'm not going to change my mind, though. But even though I did forget about that London game. I didn't forget about it. I was thinking about it earlier this week, or earlier today, actually. But no, I still like them. But yeah, it's a good problem to have. So you got two for Buck, though. So go ahead and start Buck Allen. All right, where were we? We're moving on to RSJ, I believe. RSVO.
Jen RSVO, yeah.
Jen RSVO. Half point PPR, Dotson, Corey Davis, or Marvin Jones, rest of the season. What are we thinking, Lucas?
I got to go Dotson. I haven't seen enough from Corey Davis yet. We know what Marvin Jones is, and, you know, Dotson's a little unproven, but with the usage of Terrell Pryor trending down, my gut tells me that Dotson PPR is going to be the way to go. Cousins is slinging the rock. I do like Corey Davis, but he's a little unproven, so Dotson for me.
Mike,
I got to go Dotson here too, for sure. Same everything he just said. I mean, he nailed it right on the head.
Yeah, man, I want to say Corey Davis because I just think that when he does come back, he's going to be a nice waiver ad, I feel like. But at this point in the season, you can't continue to hold on when Josh Dotson is continuing to outshine Terrell Pryor. You know, he's seeing more snaps. They're talking about him even more. You know, they paid for the guy to take over, you know, for Garcon. You know, they paid for him to take over for – I mean, I paid him. They drafted him, you know, to take over for these guys, even DeSean Jackson. So I definitely like Dotson here rest of the season, even though I want to say Corey Davis. And Marvin Jones, obviously, now is doing well for you.
All right.
So Rotunda 1, start Snead versus Chicago, Jordan Matthews versus Oakland, or Fuller versus Seattle.
For me, it's not Snead until he proves himself. Snead's going to hang out. I think Jordan Matthews will have some good games. Bills are looking promising. They're trending up in my mind. When I think about them, I think about them in a pretty positive light. That defense is able to get on and then get off the field. Tyrod Taylor's been looking good. LeSean McCoy is still the man. He's going to be coming on strong. They have a pretty cake schedule comparatively rest of season than a lot of teams. So I do like Jordan Matthews' prospects. But for this week, Fuller's been lighting it up since he's been back. Until he shows me that he's not, I don't care who they're playing, because Deshaun Watson shows me that he can get the ball where it needs to be and he can avoid sacks and make plays happen. So I'm going Fuller.
Yeah, I suggested sitting two touchdowns on your bench too many times. Start Fuller.
Yeah, and you got a third for me last time I told you, you know, you won your, you know, with Fuller. You obviously did not. You're continuing to win. Put him in your lineup this week to continue to see those winning results. So we're unanimous here. Start Fuller. And this will be the week that he lets you down more than likely and Snead goes off.
Right. But, you know,
yeah, the but thing you, about you him have is to wait and gets, see something from Snead, though. You can't just throw him out there.
He gets two targets a game. They just happen to be touchdowns. I mean, that's the problem with this guy. So
and they're that's right on point. They're right where they need to be, as Lucas was alluding to. They're right on. They're beautiful, beautiful place. That didn't end well. beautiful place. Jay Strauss wants to know, Cooks or Hogan this week, PPR?
Hogan for me. I don't like starting Cooks.
You know, Hogan, gosh, Hogan's more consistent to me. I think he's going to get more targets. In a standard, I think I would lean Cooks just because, you know. But that's where we're at. Hogan for me too.
Yeah, man, Cooks has been coming on. He's say what is he second or third in receiving yards on the year?
In total yards.
Yeah.
I mean Cooks is at 537. Antonio Brown's at 765. Cooks has a lot more yards. They're sitting at about the same targets, and they both have 28 receptions. So. You know, the main difference here is that Hogan is getting more touchdowns. So those are kind of fluky. My gut tells me Hogan in the PPR this week, even though Cooks is getting some of these big plays and Cooks is the better player. I'm still, if it's my team, I'm playing Hogan this week.
Yeah. You asked me a couple weeks ago, I would have said Hogan. But Cooks has been coming on and it's probably a great bounce back week for Hogan. But I'm starting, man, why can't you start both of these?
That's what I'm going to say. Yeah, That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, I wonder who else his wide receivers are because both of these guys are top 10 in a PPR right now.
Period. So yeah.
I have Hogan and Gronk together in a PPR league and I have absolute no issue playing both of them every single week. I even had one week because of a couple injuries that I threw Amendola in. It's a two flex league PPR and they all put up points. They all put up at least 10 points and it was beautiful. It was so beautiful because they all got the ball. They all got it. So I would play both of them, you know, unless you're sitting there with like Brown, Hopkins, AJ Green. Like, I'm not sure who else that you would have. So I'm playing both of them. Don't sit either. I'm playing both.
Yeah, play them both. You have to have someone that you can sit for these guys. I mean, in a PPR league, I don't know how you can sit either one of these guys. I'm in a league as well where I do have both of these guys, and I'm starting them every week. And they do just fine for me, you know, and I've never been happier, you know, having both of them sitting in my lineup. You know, just doing phenomenal things for me week after week. If one guy doesn't do well, the other guy at least will hedge for me. And if they're both are doing well, then, you know, I mean, I'm smiling from ear to ear. Mike?
I like Hogan, but I can't argue with that. I don't really like playing Cooks. To me, he's just too inconsistent. He's been more consistent the past couple of weeks, but it's the Patriots, so that'll change.
All right, fair enough. And again, our phone number, guys, are 909-713-7030. So you want your question answered the quickest, you can call that number, 909-713-7030. All right, we got Bronco, Javoris Allen, or C.J. Anderson, full-point PBR.
Anderson's going to hang out on the bench. They're playing Kansas City, and Buck Allen's consistent.
Yep.
Yep. I tried to get you guys to sell him high. Sell C.J. Anderson high.
To you. All right, we got The Rock. Hey, this is Gray from North Carolina. I traded Nelson Aguilar for Joe Mixon in PPR. You think it was a good trade rest of the season?
Absolutely. Great trade. Sure. Great trade.
Yep. Aguilar's been producing, and although he is in a PPR league, Aguilar is probably going to be like number
Gotta be like 17 right now or something.
Yeah, he's a lot higher in standard than he is in PPR, and that's my biggest issue with him. Is one of the things that has made him really good is the fact that he has 5 touchdowns. Right. But he is in a PPR league. You want your wide receivers averaging 8 to 12 targets a game. Assuming they're going to pull down 5 or 6 of them, you need that cushion of targets. Assuming that they're not going to catch every single one of them. And if you're relying on a touchdown, you're going to be hurting. You just are. So in a PPR, yes, love me some Mixon. Get him while you can.
So for me, it's easy. I'm sitting in a garage in Wyoming listening to the wind blow. It was 65 degrees today. Tomorrow, the high is 27. Tomorrow night, the low is like 17 degrees with a wind chill of 17 below, which means it's running back season. So getting running backs right now for a wide receiver in any way, shape, or form, and especially if you're talking about a running back one, that's a win every time.
Yep, I like it.
Yeah, across the board. All right, we got Tetra Bug. Who would you flex this week? We got Stills, obviously not an actual flex spot. Dotson, Deontay Thompson, Rob Kelly, combination of poor matchups and some shaky volume, and plus the matchup is giving me a headache. Also with San Francisco, does LeGarrette Blount get flex consideration this week? Heck yeah, LeGarrette Blount gets a consideration this week for a flex. I'm starting him, not even as a flex. He's a starter for me. Just eating, plug him right in. What about you guys?
Yeah, I like both Smallwood and Blount this week. So if you have either of them, just seeing if they can get anywhere close to any kind of a Ezekiel Elliott production between the two of them combined, even I'm okay with that.
Mike.
Yeah, you know, I'm in the same boat. I like I like Doxson point forward. I think he's going to be a very productive guy on that team, but I really like LeGarrette Blount. I think he's going to rip apart San Francisco this week.
Yeah, for me, it'd be Stills or Blount, but I'd go Blount here.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
All right.
Guys, got
board. Yeah.
Guys, I got a quick thing from the Mixler. All right, so this guy, he's already got some questions in the list, but his feelings are getting involved in fantasy, and that's always an emergency to me.
Oh, yes.
So he says, should I keep Rudolph? I'm sorry, should I drop Rudolph and scoop up Croft rest of season? I said, why is Kyle Rudolph hurt? He says, no, I just hate him. He sucks and doesn't help my team. So I told him, don't let his feelings get in the way. But is this a bad fantasy decision to drop Rudolph and pick up Croft?
I don't think so.
Really? Okay.
Croft? I mean, Rudolph has the targets, but he hasn't been doing anything with them. And Croft looks pretty good to me. Honestly, I think that going forward, they probably finish fairly close to each other. And I don't think neither of them are elite, but they're both serviceable. And tight ends are not scoring very much this season. Not that they do most seasons, but Croft looks good. So if you would rather have Croft on your team than Rudolph,
yeah, why not?
You're not going to hurt yourself by dumping Rudolph and picking up Croft.
No, I mean, Tyler Croft, he's the second option on the team, you know, and he's still, Dalton likes to, you know, pass to his tight ends, you know, in the red zone. And Croft is healthy. You know, Eifert is not. He's going to be a benefactor. He's, you know, we did a great debate a couple weeks ago. I said, you know, he's got third-year breakout all over him. And, yeah, I believe that, you know, wholeheartedly. I love me some Tyler Croft. So, yeah, if you can go ahead and pick him up now I'm surprised you're able to at this point. I don't think it hurts you in any way. These guys are kind of very similar. It's a preference thing. But it sounds like Mike does not agree with Lucas and I.
I do not. Nope. I'm a huge Kyle Rudolph fan. He won me a championship last year. I got him for pretty cheap around this time of the season. He gets the targets. He was just saying that he gets the targets. It's only a matter of time before he starts pulling them down for some touchdowns. I really like the high octane velocity of the Minnesota Vikings compared to the Cincinnati Bengals. I think the Cincinnati Bengals, pretty much you got Andy Dalton on leading that team, and that to me is a dumpster fire waiting to happen. So give me Kyle Rudolph all day.
I mean, more of a dumpster fire than Case Keenum?
I like Case Keenum. I think he's been clicking with that offense pretty well, actually. And I think, okay, so it's only going to get better, right? You're going to either have Bridgewater or Bradford leading the helm there again. So I don't know.
Right, but we don't know what the relationship is going to be like with the from quarterback to tight end. We don't know if he's going to target Rudolph heavily.
Who gets targeted the most in a new system? That's all I have to say. It's the tight end, and especially Kyle Rudolph. He's a monster. So I don't know. I see what you guys are saying. Man. I like Tyler Kroft a lot here too. I do, especially rest of the season. He's got a pretty good looking schedule coming down. And Andy Dalton does like to throw to his tight end, but the problem for me is Andy Dalton.
Yeah. So if you just can't stand looking at Rudolph on your team and you don't want him looking back at you,
yeah,
go ahead.
Here's the thing. I love the discussion you just had. Very valuable for other people. But as you were talking, the guy messaged me. He said, I dropped that bum while they were still talking. So he listened to when you said, girl, you could do so much better.
Oh, man. So it sounded like Lucas and I convinced him. And he was like, that's all I needed. Drop.
Yeah.
That's what I needed to hear. I just needed one little push. That's all I needed. Just a little bit.
I can completely agree with the fact that you will be fine. It's not going to be a bad move. Right. You're going to like that move. He'll produce.
Either way, find guys in the offense that will produce for you. So yeah, and you don't like him anyway. You're tired of him staring at you. So, yeah. All right. We got Julio again. Or wait, did I jump from
you missed Zach from the website.
Missed Zach from the website. Sorry about that, Zach. Looking for some trade ideas to get Gurley or McCoy. Who is a better target, Gurley or McCoy? Trying to take advantage of his owner, team struggling but with the bye weeks. My running backs are Gordon, DeMarco, CJ Anderson, Coleman, and Kamara. My receivers are Cooper, Baldwin, Demaryius, Diggs, and Parker. The bye week is going to force him to play Funchess, Smallwood, or Blunt, 10-team standard. Okay, it was a lot of information. I'm not sure if we needed all of it, but we appreciate the question. Thanks, Zach. All right, so let's help this guy out. Who can he get off of his team? He's trying to get Gurley or McCoy.
Well, first off, you're going to have to trade a lot more to get Gurley from the owner. In a PPR, Gurley's the number one player right now. In a standard, he's number two. So you're going to have to trade a lot to get him. McCoy has had one really good game, and it was his last game. So if you were listening to our podcast, we've been telling people to go after McCoy now for several weeks. I've been saying it the entire season.
Right.
and so after he puts up, 20-something points, it's probably not the best week to go after him, considering his ease of schedule going forward. You're going to have to pay up for him now. McCoy is going to be the guy that you're going to want to target because McCoy could very well outscore Gurley going forward this season purely based on the ease of schedule. Right. They're both elite talents. I think that you can get McCoy cheaper and he could probably a 60% chance that he outscores Gurley going forward.
See, I feel the same exact way that McCoy will outscore him, but I just really don't. I do not see a combination in here. Because I'm a McCoy owner, I'm a Gurley owner in a lot of leagues, and I'm sitting here looking at this like, who could you offer me? And especially after LeSean McCoy had the LeSean McCoy week we were finally expecting, I'm like, dude, you have to give up some names. I mean, you're going to be hurting your team.
Give up? What about CJ and Diggs?
No way. No, there's no way.
But
I would not.
Just because you're talking about the guy coming off of injury and a guy that's not really producing that well as of right now. These are guys that could possibly produce well, that should produce well rest of season. They absolutely should. But right now, this week, I think you got to give up Kamara, Coleman, and like Cooper to get it done.
I think the worst part about this is that it says it's going to force him to play Funchess, Smallwood, and Blunt.
Yeah, I don't think
that. I'm okay with all three of those. Like, I'm like, that's a pretty good play on all three parts.
Except for the fact it's in a 10 team.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Those names, they don't mean as much in a 10 team. Like, you're in a 10 team, you see someone playing those players against you, you're like,
Well, he can play McCoy, too. Like, it seems to me like McCoy's not in that conversation for playing. Like, he's going to play this week.
I'm assuming it's a bigger starting roster every week, but that's just we're kind of piecing it through.
Right, right.
Right. I do not see a combo that I would accept as
you
an
take
owner.
Cooper and like Baldwin for McCoy?
No way. No way.
Cooper.
I like the value see, there.
I
do
think
like
you
the
can
value.
Do that if you have the backs, you know?
Well, you can definitely replace the talent there, and Cooper did just come off a massive week, so now's the time to get rid of him.
Right.
And so did actually Baldwin. That might work. That might be your one way to get in there is Cooper Baldwin. That made me think. So if
well,
that
he's gonna have he's gonna have to give up a running back as well. If
he's yeah, he's probably gonna have to give up like Coleman and at that excuse me. And at that point, I think you can get it. I mean, I think you can get either guy. Feeling and just selling that, hey, man, look what I'm giving you at this point. I'm giving you so much. I'm giving you Kamara, Cooper, and Baldwin. You know, you're coming off like a fat rat, you know, and, you know, give me Gurley. I mean, come on. The guy's going to have a terrible rest of the season. You know, I mean, obviously, this is what I'm telling you to sell. you know, come on, man. You're winning here. And then with McCoy, you know, same thing. You know, you're selling, you know, just, he had one great game. Come on. You know, so who cares? He had one great game. You're taking all the risk here. You know, obviously that's the number one thing you say when you're trading. I'm taking all the risk. So I think you could get these pieces here. You're probably going to have to overpay, but that's what you usually have to do. I mean, this is number one guy. And I mean, there's two top running backs going forward.
I mean, but. Just think about it like this just for one quick second. Cooper and Baldwin, let's say he does send those. That means his receivers are Demaryius Thomas, Stephon Diggs, and Devontae Parker. Are you okay with that rest of the season? Or would you rather have the Baldwin-Cooper combination along with the running backs? Because to me, Gordon and DeMarco, that's a pretty nice little 1-2 punch that you're coming down the line with right there. CJ Anderson, and then you've got Coleman and Kamara, which are – you know, right. Kamara's a decent run, too. Like, I don't really like Coleman so much. He's kind of been sketchy this season, but I think Atlanta starts pulling it together a little bit more, too.
He's
so,
just consolidating here. I you know, and it's and like we were saying, this is about the time of the season you do it. You know, you start to consolidate. So I get what he's doing here. You know, it's just about automating his life, you know, when it comes later in the season. And again, McCoy, Gurley, pretty good. I think we got a call, though.
Yep, caller's in. Hello?
Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How's it going?
How's it going?
Shoot.
Pretty good. What's up, guys?
Damn, I just added two callers at the same time. Sorry.
Yeah, that's like skills.
I'll go first.
Wait, no, you're second. You're second because I recognize your voice. All right, hang up and call
let
back.
Let him go first, then I got more questions, Zach, so let him go first. All right, let's see. I only got a couple questions. I have Keenan Allen, Brandon Cooks, Tyreek Hill, T.Y. Hilton, and Stephon Diggs. Which three would you start out of all of them in a standard league?
In a standard.
Okay, so hit me one more time.
Can you?
Brandon Cooks, Keenan Allen, Tyreek Hill, T.Y. Hilton, and Stephon Diggs.
So T.Y. is going to take a seat for me. Yep. And probably Diggs just because, you know, the lingering groin issue.
Yep.
So I'm going Hill, Keenan Allen, and Cooks. And Cooks.
Yep, same here.
Same here. All right. Yep, that's a triple
sweet.
Shot.
That's the exact same thing I had. So
you the man.
Yeah, you're already on it, buddy.
All right. Greg Olsen is in my waiver wire right now. He's supposed to come back in a couple weeks, right?
I would pick him up.
Do not let him continue to stare at you with those big. Blue, whatever color eyes he has, man. Man, right. just take him now, man. Like, just take him roughly, you know, and just be happy.
Go snag him. Yep. Yeah, still be back.
All right, but would you rank him like on a weekly basis over Jordan Reed, which I currently have right now?
Yeah, I would. Just based off of you know, familiarity with Cam and just the fact that he's going to come back healthy. Jordan Reed, you know. I mean, we're hoping that he's played next week healthy. You know, I mean, is I don't know. That guy scares me. He scares me. He scares me. I would try to get rid of him if I can.
Yeah. All right. Reed, try to sell high on him. Definitely don't drop him.
No, it's not
a bad idea with how weak tight ends are this season. It is not a poor decision for you to be holding onto a couple of tight ends. Yep. And every single one of my leagues, because it's weak right now, I have went and made – like I have Ertz, but I also have O.J. Howard. I have Ertz in another league, and I have Henry. And unless someone's paying up to get him, I'm just going to have him sit on my bench because it means he can't be used against me.
Right.
And, one more question.
Sure.
DeMarco Murray, should I drop him or
no.
No.
No. Or you can't drop
him. All right.
No. Wait, is this a 10 or a 12?
10.
This is a 10 man. Yeah, I mean, DeMarco Murray, he's still good.
Yeah, like, you could package him away, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Package him with someone else that you're good at, maybe wide receiver, and you've got Fitzgerald or something like that, and you could package him with him and then maybe get something more serviceable in your eyes, but just nothing wrong with Murray.
All right.
Well, definitely don't.
Okay. Thank you. Looks like that's about it. Thank you, guys.
All right, man.
Thank you, man.
Good luck.
Yep, you too.
All right, thanks, guys.
Did you guys see what I just did right there?
No, I missed that. What was it?
Oh, I picked up Greg Olsen in our league of record.
Oh, did you? I thought I heard something.
Yeah, what's up, man? Right, thank you for being patient. Turn? Yeah, go ahead.
Problem,
yeah,
man. No problem. I need patient, some good bro. Answers, man.
Well, that's
okay,
weird.
Okay, so real quick. I just want to get like the topics as quick as possible. So Melvin Gordon, what do you guys think?
Stud.
Should I trade him? Should I keep him?
Trade.
Stud. Pick up Eckler.
Trade him. Trade him. Get trade some. Him, you know, sell him high. I would sell him high.
Yeah, because I got McCoy and I got Doug Martin, so I think I should get rid of him and maybe upgrade my receiver core or my quarterback.
I mean, if you can trade Gordon and get one of the big, trade Gordon and someone else and get one of the big dogs, I think you'll be happy you did.
If you can get Gordon and get like Julio or something like that, then do it. But otherwise,
would you take Julio, Mike Evans, or AJ Green?
I mean, AJ's going to be the hardest one to get.
Yeah.
And then Evans, and then Julio.
Yeah, that. It sounds crazy to say out loud.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, because just given the offense, Julio has other guys. He has Sanu, that guy's a you look at that guy.
Yeah,
playing?
You're right.
he's there. He's there, stealing targets, stealing touchdowns away. There's a reason why Julio, is not scoring touchdowns. They forced him the ball last week.
Yeah.
I love Julio Jones, but he's definitely third on that list. Maybe second. Maybe Evans is, maybe they're tied, I would say. But
Evans
AJ would be.
Yeah, but AJ, it's funny because the guy that got AJ Green, he's offering, he wants to get rid of him. He doesn't like Cincinnati's offense.
Please, I was trying to buy him for loan, but... take AJ. Take AJ.
Oh, man.
All right, listen. You guys think CJ? I heard you guys a little bit. CJ Anderson, that's there. Like he's done for the season. Get rid of him.
Yeah, sell high. Sell whatever sell you high. Can. Yeah, I mean Jamal Charles is better, right? So once the coaches get smart and like watch some game tape from Jamal Charles for the 3 years that he was like tearing up at Kansas City, like they're going to be getting him the ball more, especially when things are clearly not working as they are. They're going to get Charles the ball more. You got to get your
Anderson is not bad though. I mean, yeah. Rushes. It's just that they have, they're using Charles. They're using Booker now.
You know who Anderson looks like?
Who?
He looks like Eddie Lacy.
Eddie Lacy. Wow. That's
he looks like. Go. Hey, watch this. You'll never be able to unsee it now.
Oh,
next time you watch
Anderson.
You'll never be able to unsee it.
Travis Kelce or AJ ASJ this week?
Oh, man.
Kelce.
You mean Travis Kelce? Yeah. Broncos are pretty weak against the tight end.
Yeah, I mean that in Kansas
you think
City.
Travis
Kelce's
an every start, every day starter. Every
absolutely,
starter?
Yeah.
You,
absolutely.
You have to
so
start
to trade ASJ.
Oh, I love ASJ too. I wish I could. I wish you could flex him.
I would.
That's
I would
how much
trade,
I like him. But
I would trade Kelce and start ASJ.
Yeah, you can. Kelce's better than ASJ clearly, but there's so much name recognition with Kelce that you can get great value, especially since no one has tight ends. If they don't have Ertz or Gronk, they don't really have anyone.
You go to the 6-1 guy.
The Travis Kelce. Throw him in the mic and see what I can get, right?
Throw him on the block.
Yeah. Okay, Jared Goff and Jameis Winston. It's a two quarterback league. You think they're strong through the season, or should I try to trade one of them?
They're matchup guys.
They're not too bad. They're good.
I like them.
I like Winston a lot. Winston's going to be strong rest of the season. So
I like both these guys the rest of the season. I like Goff a lot.
I mean, have you seen the targets that Winston has? Like, did anyone else see O.J. Howard? That guy
is – he has the best options in all of football.
O.J. Howard caught all six of his targets, and that dude runs a 4.5, and he's 6'6". He is a matchup nightmare. He is probably the biggest matchup nightmare – close to the biggest matchup nightmare in the NFL based on the routes that he's running and who is likely to be covering him, especially with the burner DeSean Jackson tearing it up and the Mike Evans drawing the attention that he is.
Yeah.
O.J. Howard's going to be open. He's going to be open.
Even Cam Brate still out there catching, you know, looking good. Yeah. So, I mean, that two tight end set is just looking great. He's got DeSean Jackson. He's got Evans. He's got the best options in football right now.
So tell me you don't love Winston going forward after that.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah, I do.
Man. The ability to run? Like,
you got Martin back.
Yeah.
I'm so let me tell you guys about my receiver real fast. I got DeAndre Hopkins. I got Demaryius Thomas, Davante Adams, and Ted Ginn.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
You know, I think that Ted Ginn, play him while he's hot. Good chance that Snead starts coming into his own again. Davante Adams is hurting, obviously, with Aaron Rodgers not being there. So if you can trade either of those guys and get good value for them, just, you know, teams that have a more reliable quarterback and have a more solidified and consistent role going forward, I would do that.
Okay, let me spitball a trade to you guys, and I think I'm just about done. One of the guys, you got AJ Green, you got the New Orleans running back, Karama. You guys are talking about
Kamara? Kamara.
AJ Green, Kamara, and he got DeSean Jackson. And I give him Melvin Gordon, Travis Kelce, and Davante Adams. You think that's a fair even trade?
I'd do it.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd take it.
Yeah. You're giving up all the guys that you kind of want to give up on.
Yeah.
Not give
up
on.
I give up Davante Adams. And, honestly, you're right. Because I got backups for him, so I don't really need
him. Exactly. Yeah, you're getting – I like this trade a lot for you.
Yeah. Okay, so C.J. Anderson or Davante Adams, who got more upside at the end of the season?
This is the last question.
I'll take the back.
You take who?
I would still take the back.
Yeah, C.J. Anderson.
Back, C.J.?
Yeah.
Stick with him, right?
Yeah, if it's him or Devontae, you know.
Yeah, that's the one caveat.
All right, buddy. Well, good luck this week, man.
All right, guys. I'll call you next week. Thanks for the time.
All right, no problem. Good luck.
All right, he certainly. Hey, buddy, I don't know your name, but if you win any money in this league, the team we just managed for you, you got 10% goes to Rob's GoFundMe.
You got to donate it to Rob.
A little piece, a little taste, please.
Right off rip.
I'm gonna keep the phone line free for a second because we do have a call coming in from overseas. But if you guys want to go ahead and take a short question, whichever is the next short question, I'll try to get that call in the air in a second.
Cool. All right. So we're going to go to Brady's Bitch. Pick a flex. Mixon, Powell, Abdullah, Fuller. Half point PPR.
Mixon.
Yeah, I like Mixon this week.
Yep. Mixon for me, too. And if we don't got a caller, I'm going to jump into Julio. Anyone? I should start in flex instead of Sanu. I've got Cohen, Richard, Richardson, Baldwin, or Sanu. I like
Baldwin. Baldwin, right? I mean,
I'm like, why is he not your wide receiver one? But.
Yeah, I mean, Baldwin's been a little hit or miss this season. As a Baldwin owner, I'm not super happy, but he's been pretty good though. So even through the tribulations that team has had, Baldwin's, you got to play him.
The Seahawks always take the first 6 weeks off.
I mean, this is on trend. I really do like Sanu. I want to say Sanu, but you got to go Baldwin. So he's taking out Sanu, right? Because it looks like he wanted to start Sanu here, and we're telling him to play Baldwin, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then he says, should I switch anyone in or out from the bench that consists of Gillislee, Parker, Dotson, or Ginn?
Okay, say that one more time because I'm not seeing
that. He's asking, should I switch anyone in or out from the bench that consists of Mike Gillislee, Devontae Parker, Josh Dotson, or Ted Ginn? And Ted Ginn.
Okay, so who would he
move switch in or out? I guess I don't know who he's starting. I don't have the rest of his starters in front of me, so it's kind of
okay. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing we can do.
We can't really do anything with that. All right, trade rate.
Oh, hang on, guys. What do I do? I got that call. I got that call. Call you're on, and go ahead.
Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Not too bad. How's it going? Where are you from, man?
I'm stationed in Okinawa.
Okinawa, hey. That's awesome. Right.
Thanks for your service, buddy. Thanks for your
Absolutely.
Service.
Absolutely.
Thank you for taking my call. I was going to ask y'all about what are your thoughts on Stephon Diggs? If he plays, can he be trusted, you know, especially with the game in London?
I think
I've got to hit the brakes on him this week. I do. I just do not see the fact that he's coming back from an injury and in London. Those are two negatives for me. I hopefully have better options.
Who else okay. do you have? Who else do you have?
I think I just picked up Dotson.
Yeah, I'm still starting Diggs over Dotson.
Yeah,
me too.
Okay.
Is Stills available?
Say again?
Is Stills available?
Kenny Stills.
I think I picked him up as well in that league. Should be
I would start Kenny Stills over Diggs this week.
Okay, cool.
I see full, because we just saw limited from Diggs. So unless I see full, you know, full participant, you know, like two days in a row, then I'd switch back to Diggs because it is close. But
he traveled to the team.
Yeah, he did.
He did travel, so they want to have that option. But right. The other thing we have to think about, though, is
Thursday,
that
though.
Stills plays tomorrow. Yep. So,
I'm going Stills. I'd go Stills if you have Stills.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Well, what do you guys think about that before we let him go?
Yeah, that's. I don't think you can go wrong. The only thing that you need to worry about is that if Diggs is limited, if he's really injured, like right, you know, so if him going full speed is going to cause an issue in the middle of that game, and he's going to be sitting the bench on the second half because he re-injures it, which groins, those are pretty easy to do that. You know, I might feel more comfortable just playing Stills, knowing. Right, yeah. That him and Matt Moore have that connection, and that the Ravens are dealing with a lot of their own issues right now, and that they may not be moving the ball very well. So even though they have a good defense and it's hard to move the ball, any defense, regardless of how good they are, if they're on the field a lot, they are going to get tired. And we can just look at Denver, arguably one of the best defenses in the league, but if they're on the field consistently because of the offense not being able to move the ball, then, you know, even a mediocre offense is going to start wearing them down.
I like it. Okay. Well, thank
all right,
you.
Buddy. Well, thank you again, man. Do you have any other questions before you go?
I think that's it.
All right, man. Thanks for not abusing us.
Thank you.
All right, call next week. Good luck this week, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, guys. We actually have another call. Bringing him in now.
Yeah.
Back up here. Hello, hey caller. You're on.
Hey. So I have two questions. I'm one of the Rodgers owners. I got hurt, and I started out. Yeah. Started out 5-0. I've been 0-2 since. I've tried streaming Hundley, and would you guys try to trade? I also have Gurley, Ty. I trade away Ty and Aaron Jones for Mixon, and can't remember who else I got. But should I just continue streaming quarterbacks? I'm getting some offers for Carr, Kirk Cousins, but they're asking for Gurley.
No, hell
I
no.
I just can't
no.
find.
Stream, exactly. You gotta stream, buddy.
Who do you have? Who do you have that's available right now on free agency?
Free agency, I have Dalton starting this week, and I have Hundley on the bench at the moment just because he's on bye.
Who else is out there?
Who else is available? McCown, he's out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I like McCown, actually.
What about between Dalton, Moore, and McCown, which one maybe the
McCown.
Rest of the way? Okay. And as far as... I traded some pieces. Right now I got Gurley, Miller, Mixon, and Duke Johnson. Should I just go ahead and just keep that crew?
Yeah, that's a fine group.
As far as the running back.
Yeah, the only other thing I would do is maybe try to trade two of them to upgrade.
Okay.
But other than that, that's, you know, it's a good group. And then given, you know, how guys are getting injured every week, you know.
Right.
Luckily, we were blessed last week. You know, tonight.
Right.
Much, but... Right, but with the buys and everything, it's a group I'd like to hold on to at least for another week or two, and then maybe start to consolidate if you're into that.
Let me ask, is it worth trading for Ajayi? I'm a big Dolphins fan for two or three. I've been trying to get him all week for like a month already, and the guy he wants a girly package for Ajayi. Is even worth it?
No.
No.
No, perfect.
Ajayi's been coming on, but, I mean, you can't do that.
Not for girly, exactly.
Yeah, there. I can't see a trade where you're giving up Gurley.
Right.
Probably anything exactly. that's being brought to you for Gurley, with someone seeking Gurley, is not going to be in your best interest.
No.
Well, I mean, exactly. You just have to be blown away. I mean, you can if you're blown away by a trade, which isn't Ajayi. I mean, if someone's offering you Gronk and Ajayi,
that'd be different.
Then maybe you take it. I still don't know if I would do it because tight ends are so, you know, you can get a Croft, you
right.
can get a Braid, you can get a Howard, you can get a Rudolph that our last caller dropped. So you could pick him up
right.
as soon as that caller drops him. You know, so, I mean, there's tight ends are out there, but that's right. just an example. You can get maybe, you know, something if he wants to give you AJ for him, you know, and give you
right.
like a return, then sure.
Okay. I ended up trading Sneed for Jordan Reed to an owner of Desperate, and he's so far working for me after Clay got hurt. So that worked out. But my last question, right now I had Jordy. Oh, and I love the Roger, Jordy, Ty Montgomery. Oh, man, the first couple of weeks were amazing for me. But then I traded Ty and Aaron Jones and Rogers to get Mixon and Miller.
Okay.
Because the guy was expecting, you know, I thought that was at least, you know, just a little bit. But I kept Jordy. My only receiver, that's my only hurting, is Keenan Allen and Jordy and Funches.
Oh.
So this week I have to start exactly Funches and Keenan Allen.
Well, that's not that sorry.
It's not, but would you try to, I mean, I can pick up Bills or Dotson this week. Are they worth starting over Funches or Keenan Allen for this week?
Not over Keenan Allen. Funches, yes. I would start
okay.
Stills over Funches.
Okay.
Who's the other guy? You said that who else was on waiver?
Dotson. From the Redskins.
Yeah, I'm still not quite there just given the, you know, reemergence of Reed and, you know, them not quite knowing what they're doing at wide receiver.
And Ty would just freeze for the moment.
Yeah, what are your thoughts, guys?
And keep your eye out on it's big time bye week, so a lot of people are dropping quarterbacks right now for that roster spot. So you can pick up really good, decent rest of season quarterbacks just off the waiver wire. Keep your eye out for Andrew Luck news, too. Yeah, keep your eye out for Andrew Luck news, too.
That's the guy with the Ajayi owner. He has Luck on his bench.
Oh, wow. See, I don't see how you can still have Luck on your bench with all the news. But well, I guess he does have an
IR. Other than
he's held him all season.
Oh, man. If you got an IR, right. I can understand. Other than that, I think it could be.
Right. Well, you guys have a good evening. Thank you so much for my call.
Yeah, you too, man. Good luck.
Good luck this week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. We got anything else, Steve? Now I'm gonna.
Nope, that's it. We jump back into the mail sack with Professor Chris's pseudonym, Brady's a Bitch.
Brady's a Bitch. Pick a flex. Mixon, Powell, Dula, Fuller at PPR. I believe.
We did that one. We said Mixon.
All right. Yeah, we were at trade rape. What to do with Montgomery?
Gosh, I mean, I don't think that you're getting any value out of him. I'm not dropping him, and I'm holding him for now because he was really good before he got injured. Before he went down and they were giving him the touches, he was a top six running back.
He was good in that Aaron Rodgers offense.
He was, but you know, if they were trying to limit the mistakes by Hundley and not allowing him to throw much, maybe there's a scenario in which both Jones and Montgomery are getting enough touches.
True. I mean, I could see it. I'm definitely not dropping Montgomery, so I agree with you. Hold him and hope to see that, you know, something like what Lucas said comes into fruition. You definitely can't drop him right now. I mean, you can, but I wouldn't drop him just yet.
I'd have to hold and take a look and see exactly what he's got in store for him. It's a bye week right now. He's got one more week to get healthy. Coming back, it's a whole different story because they're going to have to pass to that running back a lot more. It's a new quarterback system, so I'm holding on.
Yeah, especially because, you know, with a new quarterback, you're going to want someone that's able to block as well. So you want someone that's able to pick those up. And with they are going to want to expand the plays, and as Hundley gets more comfortable, they're going to expand those plays, which is going to involve more difficult pass protection. So maybe Jones is able to learn that stuff quickly, but being that he is a rookie, generally it takes them a bit of time. And at the beginning of the season, he definitely wasn't getting the first string work and getting all those reps. So, you know, I see more of a scenario that they are more comfortable with Montgomery being in there. So I think Montgomery still gets snaps. So definitely a hold for me.
Yeah, that's definitely a hold. Don't drop that guy. We're going to move on to PPC. Dotson or Juju?
Dotson for me.
This week? I mean, for this week, it's Juju for me. I know we've been talking about it, but he's going to be the number two, the number two receiving option. You know, Bell's getting some short game receiving work, but I think Juju has a good week. I really do. Even though, I mean, Antonio, I don't know if you can cover Antonio Brown, but you know Slay's going to be on him. And then they're Slay's going to be on Juju, and then they're likely going to be they're going to be man coverage Slay on Juju, and then they're going to stack the box to try to take Bell away. So who's next in line? Who's the most likely to get it? Martavis Bryant isn't there. Juju's going to get like 8 or 9 targets this game.
Yeah, I don't really like your options this week, but you know, given what you have, obviously. I'd lean Juju, based off of, everything what Lucas said. I'm still waiting to see from Dotson, and I think we've already saw from Juju, and especially with them not having to look for Martavis Bryant, especially with, you know, Ben Roethlisberger saying, I gotta get the ball to Martavis Bryant. He's not gonna be in the game. So, I mean, he's not going to be in the game to get the ball. So, definitely look for Juju. I'm starting Juju this week. And sounds like Dirty Jobs was saying Dotson.
Yeah, I like Dotson a lot this week. I think he's on the more proven offense. I think if you look at the Martavis Bryant numbers over the last 6 weeks, that'll tell you what they're doing with that wide receiver two in Pittsburgh. So, no, I've got to go Dotson. To me, he's the more reliable option. You see Pryor dropping out quite a bit. I've got to lean Dotson.
Nice options to have as stashes.
I'm going to say this. Dotson has only had more than 3 targets in one game.
Yeah, that's why it's tough for me to.
Just putting that out there.
Yeah. All right, Nicholas Miller. When Olsen comes back, Reed or Olsen rest of the season into Standard League?
Give me Olsen because he's more reliable.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to want Olsen on my team. And if Reed's healthy, it's that big if, but it's like, geez, man.
I just can't rely on him to, you know, I have him on my team. It's week 6, 15, and my championship game is coming up, and I traded away Olsen because I have Reed on my team. You know what I mean? It's just like.
Yeah. I'm definitely trading Reed.
Yeah, you have to after this last game. If he comes out and he plays every game the rest of the season healthy, then I don't know, man. You just have to you just have to eat it.
Yeah.
It's nothing you're going to do, you know. All right, Krabby, considering with the Rodgers injury, would you trade away Jordy and James White for Baldwin and Peterson?
Yes,
I like James White, though, and I like
you like James White better than Baldwin, Peterson.
I guess
I like Peterson better than James White, and I think going forward, I mean, who do you like more? Do you like Hundley and Nelson, or do you like Wilson Baldwin? What connection do you like better?
I like the trade. I do like James White, but I like Baldwin and Peterson. So
yeah, but Rex Burkhead's back. He's going to be, man, Rex Burkhead, yeah. Deion Lewis, James White, and Gillislee. Burkhead is Belichick's shiny new toy that he finally got back that he went and handpicked over
I mean,
the
has
summer.
White been losing targets since he's been back? I don't think he has. I mean, I could be wrong, though.
This was really his first game back, his first real game back.
Right.
So, I mean, we don't have a lot to go off of. But, it's just –
Yeah, I mean, you're getting the better players coming back, though. So either way, I was just saying I like James White, especially in the PPR. But you're getting Baldwin and Peterson here. Jordy, you really can't. Oh, man, it's so sad.
I really can't trade him away. That's where I'm at with it. I just can't trade Jordy away. I'm not there yet.
Jordy had one catch.
Yeah, no, it was bad. That was a bad look on the last week. But again, they have a bye week this week. That bye week couldn't have came at any better time than it did. I think you start seeing a better connection. I don't care who your quarterback is. It's just it's not Aaron Rodgers, right? Who's the best quarterback ever?
I love Jordy Nelson. I had just traded for him prior to the game.
Oh man.
That Rodgers got hurt, right? I got McCaffrey and Jordy for Keenan Allen and Mixon in a PPR and loved the deal. Loved the deal. Jordy is going to way outperform Keenan Allen,
right.
And I like McCaffrey's usage in a PPR. I love Mixon as a talent. I hate their coaches. So I thought that I killed it on the deal. There was a third piece I threw in, but it was something I was going to drop anyway.
Right,
so
didn't. Right.
But then, yeah, then Rodgers got hurt, and it's painful. It's really painful to me. And then seeing what they have coming up after the bye, like Detroit, and then at Chicago, and then Baltimore, and then at Pittsburgh.
Those are all good defenses.
Those are all really good defenses, and all those coaches are smart enough to know, what do you do with someone who's new to a system? You blitz. You come after him. You rattle him. You get him shaky. You get him hearing footsteps. He's going to throw. Gosh, Hundley, it's not pretty. It is not pretty. Like, I'm envisioning this, and he's going to get eaten alive. So,
yeah. I like the trade. Go ahead and take Baldwin and Peterson. You should fare better rest of the season, considering the Rodgers injury. All right. Twiggy be sleeping. One. He needs one running back and one wide receiver. Oh, and he needs a flex as well. So Kamara, Doug Martin, Cooper, and Dotson.
You're sitting Dotson.
Yep.
Yep. Same here.
All right. Prince of Philly. Is Goff and Winston good enough to get me through the year at two quarterback? Let's see. Yes.
Yes, and we skipped one. Stills or Sanu? I'm standard. I'm going Sanu.
Oh, I missed that. That was actually lower on my list for some reason.
Yeah, okay. There's two Prince of Phillies. That got me for a second, too. They're perfect. That's Goff and Winston are going to be great for the rest of the season.
Yep. And if we were bouncing to, what was that, Wilson 27, Stills or Sanu?
Yeah. You were just talking about Sanu. You were loving playing him.
I love him.
Parker's probably going to be active to some extent. And, more look good, but do you think he's going to, is he going to be able to string that together and look good against Baltimore on a Thursday?
Sanu's just.
I like Sanu.
I really like Sanu a lot. I mean, he gets targeted. I'm going to go Sanu. Mike?
Yeah, no, Sanu for me too. That's what I said. Sanu all day. Oh, okay. No worries. I like Stills. I like that connection, but Sanu's just more proven, and it's a better offense in my opinion.
Yeah, he's safer for a touchdown. It's the one standard Juju or Dotson this week for flex due to
bye. I'm still going Juju.
Yep. All right. What about you, Mike?
Yay.
We know he
wants Dotson. It's Dotson again. Yeah.
Oh, we already did this question. Yeah. Different person. Sorry about that. All right, we're going to move on. Prince Philly's got another question. You got ASJ or Kelsey this week?
Kelsey.
And I think, we answered that from a caller as well. We're going to go Kelsey. Yeah. Return of the Mac, standard scoring. Who do I start this week at my wide receiver 2? Hopkins at Seattle, Tyreek Hill versus Denver. And who should I start at my flex? Blunt versus San Francisco or McKinnon?
Give me McKinnon and Tyreek Hill.
I'm going Hopkins. Hopkins has 65 targets.
He has 65 targets,
and Hill.
He'll get a mouthful of Richard Sherman this weekend. That's why I'm like,
I don't know. Tyreek Hill has 49 targets against Hopkins 65. Gosh.
Denver is just on the field for so long. That defense is just so good. But 12 three and outs in a row, and you're out there for so long that it doesn't – like, and with Tyreek Hill's speed.
I guess
– Yeah, doing
I'm playing both of those. Who are you – Who? What is going on right now? I'm playing both of these guys.
Yeah.
Unless you have Antonio Brown, A.J. Green, or Mike Evans as your other receiver, I'm playing both of them.
I want to play Blunt, though. I want to play Blunt.
I do want to play Blunt. I like McKinnon over Blunt myself. I think McKinnon's the better play. I know you didn't see it last week. Latavius Murray ripped it up, but this is going to be more of a passer friendly game. So give me McKinnon over Blunt. Although I'm in the same position on this one too. Play all four of these guys. They're all got. They all have great matchups.
Yeah. All right, Klee. Or at Cleo, what is this? Oh no, is this continuation of the question? Yeah, it is. I missed it.
Oh yeah, sorry about that.
San Fran for the past 3 weeks has given up a vast amount of points to running backs. Okay, we already answered
that's the same question. Sorry about that.
All right. No, that's my bad. I didn't scroll down. Eric Musial, okay, have only quarterback on bye week. Only quarterback left are McCown, Keenum, Simeon, Flacco. Who would you drop? Anyone to pick up out of these, and who? Or wait to see how the who plays out this week. Alex Collins, DeAndre Washington, Fuller, or Mack?
I would drop DeAndre Washington for McCown.
Yeah, because, I mean, it sounds like you need a quarterback, so.
Yeah, that's what it seems like here.
Unless you're playing Washington. I mean, you know, we were talking about this earlier, that Washington is going to be a one-week play for you. So if you need the quarterback, you grab the quarterback, and then Lynch is back. He's not injured. He's back.
And I like the upside of everybody else on the team. Like, you got Marlon Mack, you got Will Fuller. What if Will Fuller can put two touchdowns together against Seattle? Like, he's going to be a high, high prospect right there.
Well, he already is. I mean, and it's not incapable of doing it.
Well, I don't know. To me, it's like we're talking like seven targets and four touchdowns already. To me, that's...
Well, it's his ability.
Expected. I'm just saying he's not incapable. So.
Look, it's here's what you have, and you have a perfect storm for Fuller, because to be frank, if you watch Fuller, he's not that great of a receiver in terms of his hands. He has a lot of body catches.
Right.
He traps the ball. And Hopkins just draws so much attention because he is so good. They have a decent run game in that, you know, Lamar Miller and Donta Foreman are good, but then they have to watch Watson. He draws enough attention from the linebackers and these other players that they have to cheat on him a little bit, because he can make them right pay out. Just like he did against Cincinnati when he just right up the middle for a 50-yard touchdown.
Yep.
So because these defenses have to account for that, it leaves Fuller in a lot of one-on-one coverage with a, you know, generally the lesser cornerback that he's getting open. He has the ability to get open, and Watson has a great arm. So they say that you can't, touchdowns are unpredictable, but what you can predict is the fact that Watson is likely to hit Fuller on a long pass, at least give him the opportunity a couple times a game.
Right.
And all you need is to connect with one, right, and then it's a huge game. You know, it's like Will Fuller for me is like a poor man's DeSean Jackson.
I wouldn't even call him a poor man's DeSean Jackson. I would just call him DeSean Jackson.
Well, he's not as fast, right? He's not as fast and not as good of hands.
Right. Well, I mean, it's just
so that's what I mean by
player
by,
he is.
Yeah, that's, oh, okay, that's just what I mean by a poor man's.
I got you. Just as far as production, I mean.
Right.
Know, but
right.
I get what you're saying.
Production, he's there, but
right.
In terms of the talent.
For sure. Any other thoughts about this, Mike?
No, I think you just nailed it. I agree with that. Like, I don't know. To me, he's still holding on to this guy for speculation. So he's got Collins, DeAndre Washington, Fuller, and Mack that he's saying, who should I drop out of this crew? To me, and you're still speculative on Fuller, right, and that's got to be because of the targets. It has to
right.
be. Because
right.
every target's not going to be a touchdown. That just
no.
can't be
no.
how this guy's game works. So if he gets more increase in volume or something to that effect. So to me, he's got a high enough upside to keep him at the very least. It doesn't sound like he's a startable option for him this week. It sounds like he's having the issue with the quarterback. So with me, drop Washington for McCown and see what the rest of these guys can do.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. All right. We got Captain Kirk, our man Curtis. I need a kicker. The highest ceiling. Who has the highest ceiling?
It's Tucker.
The best matchup.
Right.
It's always Tucker. If Tucker's in the conversation, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Tucker, Prater, Buckner.
If you ever get a chance, read the article about Justin Tucker and how he says that if you kick it through the uprights for the kickoff, that should be worth a point. That's a hilarious article, and I agree.
It should be, though. I mean, it definitely should. I mean, you got to give those guys points for something, make them more attractive.
Yeah. Just make the game a little more, you know, enticing.
Exactly. Go Pack, go. Half-point PPR, Smallwood or Blunt?
Smallwood. I think that Smallwood outproduces Blunt this week in a standard, much less a PPR or half.
Yep,
point.
Same here.
Dog agrees. and I'm going to go Blunt to be contrarian, but you're going to go Smallwood here based off of the numbers, just off of 2-1, just off of numbers. All right, Romo Bones, what to do with Marshawn Lynch? Well, we know Lucas likes him. We know Dirty Jobs doesn't mind him.
Well, see, here's my thing. Is Lynch a better running back than Latavius Murray?
In And what do you think? When he retires, sure.
Like, right now. No, right, like right now, is he a better running back than what Latavius Murray was last year?
Last year? I mean,
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think so.
He looks better. I watched last year. I watched. And Latavius Murray didn't even look like the best back on that team. The other backs, when they relieved Latavius Murray, looked a lot better to me.
But it's the same thing now. I mean, you're telling me Marshawn Lynch looks like the best back on the Raiders?
What I'm saying is he looks better than Latavius Murray did last year. It just hasn't happened yet, but he doesn't look bad. When you watch him play, he doesn't look bad.
So what should Romo Bones do with him? He's starting him?
Well, obviously not this week, but I doubt that he has better options. It depends on who else he has, but I mean, obviously you're going to sit him on your bench this week. I mean, you're not going to drop him.
Like, you can't trade him right now. You're not going
to throw him to the waivers. Throw him to the waivers. Set that trap. Let somebody else play that guy for six or seven points.
That's what
I do with him.
That's what a lot of people were saying about Amari Cooper real recently too. And,
no, I wouldn't have said that. I wouldn't have said that. Yeah, you did say that actually.
It was so funny to me.
Yeah, and we were like, no.
What made it even better to me is that Thursday night, this was, you know, we did last Wednesday, and then Thursday night I was getting some Panda Express. I love me some Panda Express, and I was listening to my SiriusXM, and I don't remember who was on at the time, but it was like whoever the 6 to 7 o'clock Central Time is. I'm sure that she's a really sweet girl. Her name was Jen that was on there being interviewed, and she said to cut Amari Cooper. She said flat out, get him off your team, cut Amari Cooper. And I sat there and I was just yelling at my radio. I was like, please do not listen to her. Do this. Did I think he was going to have 40 points? No. But no. I also thought that he has had slow starts to his seasons in previous years, not this slow, but we have seen him come back and he is a good talent. I did have some issues. Even though he's put up all those numbers last week, I still had some issues. He had 19 targets and only caught 11 of them, and he still had a couple drops. But he is not droppable. Gosh, I feel bad for anyone that dropped him.
Yeah, and the sad thing is a lot of people probably did. So, I mean, I'm not telling you to drop Marshawn Lynch, but I don't know, man. I'm almost there, you know, where I wouldn't say drop him because he's a starting running back. So that's why I would not say drop him. But, I mean, I just don't feel confident starting the guy ever. You know, like, I would never feel confident starting him. You know, I just
hope he has a big game and be able to trade him. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you see, with me, I'm just throwing him in a trade. He's a throw-in to get him off my team, you know, but, you know, and I'm just trying to put my best salesman hat on, and, you know, and put some pretty, you know, red lipstick on him or something, you know, and just out there, I don't know, man, but try to sell him, you know, but I don't know what else you can do with him. You can't start him. He's not doing anything for you on your bench. Try hard to sell him. You know, that's my advice. Just try hard to sell him, package him with something that's kind of attractive, you know, and he's not as, you know, and try to get something serviceable.
Guys, I have a very important message from somebody in the NFL regarding what Jen, was it Jen you said, Lucas, about dropping Amari Cooper? Yeah, this is for Jen.
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like,
oh, God.
don't listen to Jen talk about Amari Cooper's routes, all right?
That wasn't Jordan Rodriguez, though, was it?
I don't know who it was. It just came in the voicemail. I have no idea who that was.
Oh, okay. The one with routes were Jordan Rodriguez. I don't know. No, the
reporter.
A different person.
Oh, no, it's a different reporter. Different reporter.
Oh, no, yeah. I follow Jordan. She's actually a very good follow.
All right, on to our next one. I don't follow her, so I don't know whether she is or not, but I'm going to take your word for it.
I bet she hasn't said anything racist lately that I've noticed. So
since her apology, cool. That's probably good. Yeah, probably good.
She's cool in my book. She's a fine girl. All right, Con John Silver, standard scoring, Andy Dalton or Matty Ice?
I mean, it's Matty Ice, right? He's been down.
For sure.
Yeah.
You gotta have faith.
All right, Ray Ray 4. I want to trade for McCaffrey to upgrade the rest of the season. I want to move Hyde. Who has a crazy schedule? I need some trade help, please.
I'm not a Hyde believer. Trade Hyde for McCaffrey. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet you might be able to get that, too. That's, you know, you're talking about comparable running backs, but the one of them has a greater season. You might have to package him with a minor wide receiver, too, or something to that effect.
Maybe not even. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe not. You might be able to get it straight up.
Yeah, I think straight up you can do that.
Yeah, Hyde is still top 10, no?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you were listening to us earlier this season, I have not been on the Hyde bandwagon. I just expected him to follow trends of previous season where he starts off putting up 30-point games for the first two games and then just disappears based off of injury. He's actually looked better to me this season, but his last, you know, he was trending. He went, you know, 9 rush attempts, 15, 25, and then that 25 was against the Rams. He hit 24 points. That was your time to sell him. Next game was at Arizona, 16 rushes for 14 points, and then he put 3 points up against Indiana. He had another big game against Washington, but it was only mediocre against Dallas. You know, he'll probably be okay going forward, but I can't trust Hyde. He's not someone I trust, and I dang sure don't trust that San Francisco. What I do trust is them to not win a game this season.
I mean, I trust Hyde more than I trust Ajayi.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, they're kind of like the same guy.
Yeah, they're there together.
You know, they're, you know, and I mean, they're off of volume. I guess you're starting these guys. But yeah, if you can trade either one and upgrade for something that's going to be a little bit more steady, Eddie. Yeah, I'd do it. All right, nobody. PPR, who's better rest of the season, Dotson, Juju, or Woods? A lot of Dotson, Juju question. I'm going to say Woods here.
I like Woods better rest of the season, too. But all these guys rest of the season for me are kind of
high upside.
They're all grouped together for me. I think that they're all pretty close rest of season with averages because, you know, I think Doxson will come on late as he gets some rapport. We haven't seen it yet. You know, Juju seems to be doing the right things and just keeping his mouth shut, unlike Martavis Bryant, who's going to sit on the bench. And I like Woods, though. I mean, I do like Woods. Woods has been serviceable. So
it's been super solid. I think he's leading the team in targets.
I got to go Woods.
He's probably leading the team in yardage and probably every other factor as well. Yeah, definitely like Woods for now. And yeah, rest of the season as well.
Same here.
Panasonics. Any chance T.Y. Hilton does anything this week? Any confidence, guys?
No. I mean, he could. It's T.Y. Hilton. Like, he's an elite talent. Like, you get the ball in his hands and he can make something happen. But do I have confidence? No.
Yeah, what about same you, Dirty Joe? Same boat. I have no confidence, but I think, you know, he's not droppable or anything crazy like that.
No,
he's sittable.
Ah, man. Yeah, I like T.Y. an awful lot. I actually think it's probably a decent bounce back from, but I can't really advise you to start him this week. Wish I knew what your other options were, though. So I would start him given whatever other options you had. All right, Voss, I'm getting a lot of offers for Joe Mixon in my league. Right now, Mixon for Jordy Nelson and Mixon for Jarvis Landry are the best offers I have. Should I take either PPR format? Yes, take Jarvis Landry and run, laugh all the way to the fantasy championship.
Yeah, I agree completely. That's what I was thinking.
You know, for me, it's not quite, you know, I would do that. It's not quite as...
It's a PPR league.
It is a PPR, but it's Matt Moore and Devontae Parker have been hurt. I think that Mixon comes on strong going forward. So I would do it, but I mean I don't think it's as
it's not laugh all the way to the fantasy championship.
Not quite that much for me, cuz like I like Mixon. You know, I like Mixon quite a bit.
No, I do too. Yeah.
I think they eventually figure it out and get him the ball and then yeah. So I mean I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Running backs are definitely more valuable than wide receivers right now, though. So just keep that in mind.
This is true. All right. Yeah, I just think that you can get them and probably even get a better option.
Yeah,
straight up for Landry. I just think Landry's value is higher than Mixon's, and then you can probably flip him and even attach a smaller running back and get, you know, a much better upgrade at a running back if that's what you're, you know, if you're trying to get back into the running back game. Or maybe you're set at running back and Mixon is expendable. All right, Fiji Tav, trade my Hunt for Ingram and Cooks. My running backs are Bell, Hunt, McKinnon, Jones, Mixon. I'm shallow at wide receiver. He's got Brown, Tate, and Woods on a bye. Records 3-4, 14-team PPR.
14-team. In a 14-team,
yeah,
I think that I do that because
that's
so much depth.
Yeah, like,
that's so much in a 14.
Mm-hmm.
And he has Bell?
Yeah.
How is he Bell and Hunt, and he's 3-4?
I mean, I guess just...
What is going on?
You know how it happened. You know those weeks
exactly.
He probably faced most points one week, or you can have just a juggernaut team and just have a losing record, and just how that happens. You know, that's fantasy. That's why as a commissioner, you know, in our pro-am league, you know, we have, you know, we recommend, you know, having that those last two spots reserved not to the people who won most, you know, most games, but to the person who won most fantasy points. It's just fairer that way. And I know I ran off on a slight of a tangent, but, you know, you're less worried about your record and more about what your team is actually doing. So you've got Bell, you've got Hunt, all those guys. Your team is probably top six in fantasy points, probably top four.
And a 14, I don't know what the rest of your team is, but I assume you have to be top three.
Yeah,
Bell and Hunt.
Yeah, you have to be, but just the luck of the schedules, you know, you're 3-4. So that's unfortunate. But yeah, I would take that trade because it's a 14 team. If it's a 12 man, I wouldn't. But even a 12 man, I think I would, just because Cooks and Ingram are really good options. And you're set at running back anyway. Mike, did you have anything to add on this?
I didn't know. I agree. I don't really like trading Hunt away. He gets so much production, but at the same time, Ingram can make up that production and you get a better wide receiver. So,
I mean, I'm not saying by any means, don't ever think that I am saying this, but Ingram has outperformed Hunt in the last 2 weeks. Since Peterson has been gone, right. Ingram has outperformed Hunt. So I don't think that continues going forward, because I think that Hunt is better. But even if Ingram gives you 80%,
you got Cooks
of what Hunt does plus Cooks,
right,
that depth in a 14, like, ooh, no,
he's only got Brown and Tate. He's got Brown, Tate, and Woods. Like, he needs
you,
Cooks.
You need this. Yeah, take that and run. It will make your team so much better.
All right, Laces 75. What to expect with Jordy Nelson rest of the season? Keep a trade.
I mean, he's like a wide receiver too, based on averages the rest of the season.
I say you keep him right now until you can see what happens after this bye week. That's, you got to hold on. It's Jordy Nelson. What if he comes back after this bye and they just look great?
Yeah, I mean, he's still Jordy. So, I mean,
I don't think you're going to get the value he's worth.
Definitely not.
No.
All right, guys. And do call in. Our phone number is 909-713-7030. Again, that's 909-713-7030. We're going to move on to our next question. We've got... who do we've got? You got Bullseye Bus. Who is a better ad if Thomas doesn't play, Snead or Coleman? Again, is taken. You're just offering that information, I guess.
I like Coleman. I like Coleman rest of the season. I think they got a better matchup. They're going to have to start using him the way they're supposed to use them when Kyle Shanahan was there. Give me Coleman.
He's talking Brandon Coleman, right?
Oh, Brandon Coleman. Sorry, my bad. Brandon Coleman. I like Snead. Sorry,
oh, yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, Snead.
Yeah. You know, he hasn't shown rest of season. I like Snead. Coleman's been decent in the red zone recently. So if it's a 1 week play until Snead shows up, I'm going Brandon Coleman just because I think he's more likely to get in the end zone.
Yeah, I'm going to go Coleman here. All right. We're going to move on. We got Nicholas Miller's got another question. Pick two: Ingram, Doug Martin, and LeGarrette Blount. I'm going to go Ingram and Martin here.
I'm with you.
Yep, same here.
All right, we got money. I need to drop one quarterback next week. Wait, no, I need to drop one to get a quarterback next week. Who should I drop out of Doyle, Snead, Parker, or Mack?
Doyle.
Doyle for me, too. That offense is just stacked.
Doyle's useless.
Yeah, I was going to say Snead, but Snead could be good.
Snead's a wait and see for me. He's not someone I'm comfortable playing right now. He's that person, you know, if it's baseball, it's that, you know, you wait for that one pitch, right? You take that first strike.
Yeah. Like, all right.
I mean, come on, Snead's the guy. He's better. We know Snead is better than Teddy.
Right, that's true. It's just Breeze is not free. I don't know. I don't really believe in Breeze this year. He hasn't really had one great game, like one really, really great game.
No, but he's still been like a top seven. He's like the number seven quarterback, and he's already had his bye.
Yes. All right. Mouth 17. My Dez Ingram and Mixon for his Gurley Aguilar and Russ Wilson. Fuck yeah, right? You can bleep.
You're getting that. Gurley. Yeah. You're getting Gurley.
Oh, yeah. And Russell Wilson. Yeah.
And I'm taking this from, I'm assuming that you need a quarterback if that's what's coming in the trade. You know, if Russell Wilson's going to sit on your bench, then I'm telling you to get someone else other than Russell Wilson unless you have somewhere else to go with Russell Wilson in a trade that's coming after this. But if you're going to play Russell Wilson, then, yeah, you take this trade. Absolutely.
Yeah, he says Rivers, A.B., Dez, Doug, Ingram, Adams, Deion Mack, Gore, and Vernon Davis.
You need to take this trade.
Yeah. this is a good one. It's a good one, buddy. It's a good one. Go ahead and take it. All right, Dio, half PPR trade CJ for Chris Thompson. Chris Thompson, my boy, Chris Thompson. And Brate, he's actually currently streaming tight end. Other running backs are Bell, Murray, Darkwa, and Abdullah. Yes, I'm doing it.
This is a no-brainer. I might do CJ straight. Yeah, for CJ straight up. And if you're getting Brate as well, like I do see that we see some regression from Brate going forward.
Not
a whole. Well, as OJ Howard comes into it, OJ Howard's better, right? Once he is fine, but Brate's still getting like 8 targets a game. If you look at it, I think Brate has the second most targets behind Evans. He has even more than Jackson, Humphreys, or anyone else. So
touchdowns as well.
Yeah. So love the trade. Love it.
Yeah, you're coming off like a fight, Brate. You're getting out of CJ Anderson, which hasn't been doing much. Dirty Jobs, what it is. Tell you. He told you so.
Told you so. And if you can trade him. Get him out now. If you can get that kind of a value for that guy right now, take it.
Yeah. All right, OBJ15, is it time to cut Pryor? Should I pick up Ginn, Marlon Mack, Deontay Thompson, or someone you guys recommended?
I recommend Deontay Thompson. but that was my guy in my great debate this week.
You did. It was a good episode. You guys should go ahead and listen to it. Ginn should be picked up. Mac should be picked up. All of these guys should be picked up. Speculative. I like Marlon Mack the most, though.
Yeah, none of these guys have just come into their own yet to the point that I'm like, you have to have this guy on your team. They're all kind of in a similar limbo state for me. That, you know, if they get smart and just start getting the ball to Mack more, I see a scenario there where he helps you win a championship. If he's getting the touches, gosh, I'm still one of those guys that it's tough for me because they keep talking about Doxson being their guy, but I haven't seen it yet. I keep hearing the talk, but proof's in the pudding, right? So.
Right.
I know that Pryor didn't have many snaps last week, but I do know that he has a lot of talent. And if I see someone cut Pryor, I'm hard pressed not to go pick him up.
Yeah, I mean, is it a chance that Pryor gets traded, guys?
Yeah, I would think that there is. He's one of a few people.
I mean, he's only signed a 1-year contract. I mean, maybe they're just like, well, let's get something for him, even if it's a 7th rounder.
Yeah, I'm not cutting.
Maybe they trade him back to Cleveland.
Yeah, gosh. Maybe Chicago, the Bears. Yeah. I mean, they need a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
They could use Martavis Bryant. Too bad.
Tomlinson.
Yeah, he's Tomlinson. On. Too bad he's on practice squads and stuff.
Gosh. Yeah, that's pretty painful to his ego, I know. But
I guess we move on to Els Hagen. He says Juju Smith. Top waiver wire after benching Martavis.
I don't think we're getting that far yet.
No, I mean he's someone that I'm picking up off free agency. I got him in 2 leagues. I didn't spend a waiver claim for him though.
I wouldn't burn a spot for him or spend much $5, maybe $1 or $2 or something like that. All right, Oswaldo Andrade. Do I pick up Powell and Kenny Stills? If so, what bums are droppable? Garcon, Adams, Darqua, Funchess, or Thielen? These are not bums. I think you can use all of these guys.
I think I maybe drop Darqua for Powell. That would be one move I'd make right there. But that's it. I agree. I don't think any of these guys are bums.
Yeah, I think that at this point you're just making – none of those guys are must-adds. You're just making moves to make moves. Yeah, I'm not even convinced that – I still think Forte's the guy.
Yeah, me too, especially when I'm trying to – you ask the coach. I mean, they say they're trying to make the Super Bowl.
So, yeah, I mean
– they're trying to win games. They're trying to win. I mean, they are. So
yeah, and they probably should have won this last game, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're kind of – caught in trying to win games or not? Like, are you trying to get a good quarterback for next year or not? Yeah. So, no, I think you stand pat. Maybe if you're gonna, maybe you drop Darqua, but even Darqua, I'd like Darqua. I mean, I think they're gonna start to continue using him.
I still think Gallman looks better to me.
I think he looks better as well, but I think the owner must own Darqua on his fantasy team. I think he actually came on and said that he did as well, if I'm not mistaken.
That's how funny.
All right. OBJ15, best tight end option with Ingram on a buy standard. See options below as he displays just a crap load of tight ends. So Howard, Hooper, Derby, Seth DeValve, Nick O'Leary. I like O'Leary. Zach Miller, Ryan Griffin, Vernon Davis, Watson, Joku. So who do we like here?
It's Howard for me.
Yeah.
Without See, and it's Hooper for me. I like Hooper's matchup this week.
Sit down. Sit down.
What has Hooper done, though? I mean,
nothing. He had a good week one, and I can see him actually getting pretty involved in this game. He has to get involved in this offense for them to be winners. So I think they're going to start noticing that. They need to go to their tight end. They need to spread the love around. I like Hooper over Howard this week. I think Brate's the more trusted hand there. O.J. Howard did great last week. He's a great dominant force, but he's just not the guy yet on that team. I think Brate's still the guy. So for me, it's Hooper.
All right, fair enough. I'm gonna agree with Lucas and say Howard, even though I really like Nick O'Leary. I think he's someone that should be added. Nice little sleeper.
Yeah, I agree. I like him.
All right, we got Captain Kirk. He snuck in another question. That's three, man. You gotta donate some money to Rob, man. All right, what's the new news with Michael Thomas? It was said that he did not practice. Is this something I should be worried about? What are we thinking? Are we worried about Michael Thomas this week?
Not yet. I'm not.
Right. I mean, it's
Wednesday, right? Yeah, I mean, come on, it's Wednesday.
If there's some news by the time the show comes out Thursday, you know, he didn't practice or something like that, then start to worry then. It's Thursday. But not as of right now with the information we have in front of us. No.
Wednesday practice, you know, you see elite talents being held out of Wednesday all the time. Let these guys rest and heal their bodies or get them out there to, you know, do some suicides. Like what are we really going to do on a Wednesday? Right? Right. So, you know, have them go sit in the film room and rest up, eat, get an ice pack and watch some film on whoever's going to be guarding him the next game.
Exactly.
And get your mind right. Like, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it.
Not at all. Not at all. And neither should you be. All right, Lionel V, Drew Stanton or Deshaun Kizer rest of season? Oh, my God. It just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Right, Deshaun Kizer, but that's unfortunate.
Oh.
I mean, why is this even a question?
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is, what, a 20-man or something like that?
Like,
has to be a better options, but I guess, man, gun to the head, I guess. Jesus.
I'm going Stanton.
I'm going Stanton, too. I mean,
I'm going Stanton because look at who he has around him. He has Peterson. He has, you know, he has Fitz. He has both the Browns and J.J. Nelson.
He looked bad with David Johnson behind him. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but
like,
I mean,
if you look bad with David Johnson, you're bad.
Yes.
Definitely. I mean, is that more of a style that Palmer likes to check down to his guy, you know, and I don't know. I mean, yes, Stanton is bad. I mean, these are two bad guys, you know, like neither one of these guys should be rostered. But this is gun to the head. I'm going to say that I'm going to just go ahead and pick
Zach. Well, the other issue is we don't even know that Kaiser's going to be getting the job every week.
Right. Exactly.
That's right? Like, this coach is nuts. Pick one. Give him the confidence in at least knowing that the job is his and that he's not looking over his shoulder the whole time. And, you know, it just – there's no confidence in the locker room doing that. You just screw with any possible chemistry that you could have going with that team. I'm just going Stanton purely because as of right now, there's no reason for me to believe that he's not going to have the job and he has better weapons around him.
All right. We're running close to, or have ran over 2 hours. So we're going to try to speed through the rest of these questions, guys. So we got H2O girl. Is it idiotic to hold on to David Johnson?
Yeah, it is. Peterson's there. He signed a 1-year deal with Palmer being out. There's no,
right.
You know, there's no reason for him to be rushed back onto the field. There's no reason for that team to take that chance. They've paid Peterson. You know, they're not going to risk injuring a more serious injury for David Johnson. So I don't think so. I think that you'll get more usage out of that spot, especially with bye weeks and injuries and everything else that we currently have going on.
Mike?
I think that answer was just so good that he's in awe.
No, I accidentally shut my mic off. No, I actually think that he's a good hold. I think he's coming back here in about 3 or 4 weeks, and it's David Johnson. So Adrian Peterson will be sitting on a bench watching the better player play football.
Well, it's about all their fans have to look forward to. I mean, to see maybe David Johnson play once more. You know, I mean, Carson Palmer's not going to be there. No, I don't think it's idiotic. I wouldn't call it straight up stupid. No, I wouldn't.
Carson Palmer said he'll be back in about 4 to 6 weeks, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see about that, too. That is towards the end of the fantasy season, though. I don't know how much he helps us at that point, but playoffs. All right, Julio, drop Mike Gillisley for T.J. Yeldon.
I would. I think Gillisley just isn't getting it done anymore, and T.J. Yeldon actually has a lot of potential on that team.
I don't know. I don't think I would. What about you, Lucas?
Say that one more time.
All right. We're going to move on to the next one. JVB?
No, drop Gillisley for T.J. Yeldon.
No, I don't think so. There's Ivory and Fournette there. I mean, no, I'm not. I'm not. Yeah. But I'm not upset if you do. Like, I don't think that either of them are going to do much going forward.
Right. All right. Yeah. At this point in the season, maybe you got Fournette. You want to handcuff him with Yeldon because he looked good last week, and the report's saying that they might try to give him a little bit more work. So I can understand it. No, we're not going to throw stones at you for it. All right. JVB, who has more value rest of the season half points, New or Dotson? Also just traded away Evans and McKinnon for Hunt and Alshon. Thoughts? My other wide receivers are Hilton, Garcon, Tate, and Snoo, Dotson, and running backs are Zeke Martin, Crowell, Darkwa, Mack. Quarterback is Brady. Tight end is ASJ. Thanks, guys. Love all the podcasts. So the first is Snoo or Dotson.
I'm going Snoo.
Me as well. Just traded away Evans, McKinnon for Hunt. Now, Sean, what do we think about that?
I'm okay because Hunt's the best player there. So I'm okay with that.
Same here. And I think that's it. He just was outlining the rest of his team the way it would lay out given the trade. Yep, I like it. All right, money, Shrink, Sneed, Doyle, Mac, and Parker rest of the season. Lucas?
Sneed, I'm looking at – I don't see this one on my list, so say those one more time for me.
You got Sneed, Doyle, Mac, and Parker rest of the season.
Parker, Mac, Sneed, Doyle.
Same exact one. That's exactly what I was thinking.
And I'm going to say Mac, Snead, Parker, Doyle.
Wow, you have no faith in Parker.
No, I don't. I mean, it's just I've heard and I've read all the glowing reports all summer, and I've just haven't seen. I saw a little bit, but, I mean, now it's a different quarterback. I just don't know. No. I don't have any faith. All right, Spiller Dog, rest of the season, Ed Dixon or Ryan Griffey? Ryan Griffin, I believe that probably is a PPR.
I mean, Ed Dixon, short term, obviously he has no value to me once Olsen comes back. So, you know, I like Griffin after Dixon's done, but I like Dixon until then.
Right. So
I mean that's
the rest of the season, I guess, Griffin then.
Yep. That's what I'm saying too.
All right. Nicholas Miller, pick 3. Allen, Cooks, Hill, Hilton, Diggs. So he's got Allen, Cooks, Hill, Hilton, Diggs. So we're just dropping one, actually. Who is he sitting?
No, there's 5 there. Allen, Cooks, Hill, Hilton, Diggs.
Oh, sorry.
So I'm
Allen,
sitting...
Cooks, and Hill. You know, Diggs being hurt, and I don't like Hilton right now.
Yep, same here.
Yeah, I agree with that. Loud 12, Joe Mixon for Will Fuller.
I would not make that trade.
No, I would not either.
I would not.
Without even reading his running backs or
yeah, that's why. Yeah, I was going to go with you, and then I just was like, "Do we really need to?"
Hey guys,
yeah, one little higher upside.
Whoops, caller, right. Turn your radio down. Yeah, we do. This is probably a quick call here. Let's keep it pretty quick, though. Go ahead.
Hey guys, real quick, need to drop one so I can get a quarterback to cover my week 9 bye with Tom Brady. You just answered my question earlier. I'm looking at either dropping Dotson, possibly Darqua. Other options are Mac or Crowell. What are your thoughts, half point?
Who are the first ones?
Dotson or Darqua.
I'm dropping Dotson.
Yeah, I do it towards the end of the week. So no one.
Okay, even over. I'm really considering about just giving up on Crowell.
He's getting touches. I mean, he is getting I know it's tough, and this is not going to be a good week for him. But the last 3 weeks, he had 16, 12, and 17 rushes, and they started to use him in the passing game last week. I know that he has a bye, and then he comes back, and it's Detroit, Jacksonville. But I'm not dropping Crowell yet. I would drop Darqua or Dotson over rather than Crowell.
I dropped Crowell in like 5 of my leagues last or 2 weeks ago now, and he's still on a lot of waiver wires. So I have no faith in him. I think Duke Johnson takes over that backfield.
Yeah, I've got no quarrels with dropping Crowell at this point. I mean, if you're done with your bye weeks, you don't need him for a bye week, then you're never going to start him. Maybe package him with Dotson, see if you could get something if you're going to thinking about dropping both of these guys.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
No problem. Good luck.
All right,
guys, we are over the 2 hour, but we got time. But we do have to get through the rest of these questions. So, listeners, if you're still listening,
we're going to try to speed through. Yeah,
we got
the
about
rest of these questions.
Dozen more. We're going to get to them all, so don't worry. But we're going to get to them all. Cool. Here we go.
All right, we did the Lau 12. Sorry, JR9, pick 2, Coleman, J. Rich, C.J. Anderson. He's got C.J. Anderson for sure, but man, what the hell is going on with him?
C.J. Anderson, I've been telling you about you.
Right. So if you've been listening to Sleeper Wire, Dirty Jobs has been telling you what's going on with him. And if not, do you want to break down what's going on with him?
I mean, I think we've already, if they listen to this podcast, they will hear plenty about CJ. We've talked about him quite a bit.
To start.
So,
Coleman, J. Rich, and CJ Anderson.
If it's PPR, Coleman, J. Rich. If it's not, Coleman, CJ.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm there.
All right. Pick 6. Get Brown and Jones. That's Aaron Jones. Get Bell and Mike Williams, I'm guessing this is PPR.
Yes, take that trade. You're getting Bell. That's the best guy out of the bunch. And I know Brown's in there too, but give me Bell.
I think I take Brown and Aaron Jones.
Brown and Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones has been putting up like 20 points a week.
Yeah, he's looking like RB1.
So I'm taking Brown and Aaron Jones. Yep. I think rest of the season those two, because Mike Williams is a non-factor right now. So you're getting two producing players.
Exactly.
And although I love Bell,
it starts getting cold in Pittsburgh here pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, but he's got Aaron Jones, and then he's got Brown.
But if that's the argument, I mean, Antonio Brown, he still produces in past years, even when it's cold. So
right, and then he has Aaron Jones. I mean, so that's my thing. Aaron Jones just looks really good. All right, and we're supposed to be speeding through these guys. So Jay Burke, 1-2-4, Tevin Coleman or Latavius Standard.
Tevin Coleman.
I'm going to go Murray on a standard. Lucas?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, Pirelli. Amari Cooper was dropped last week in my league. I had OBJ. I thought thoughts on how much of my remaining 77 possible of free agent budget acquisition I should use on him?
On Amari?
Yep.
$40.
I'd say keep $20. So 57.
Yeah, I'm good with that too. I think you're gonna have to spend a lot. You're gonna, if you have other players with a lot of money, you might be out still.
Yeah, someone's probably gonna drop all their money. So I mean, if you're not comfortable spending everything, then you just have to be fine with not having him. You know, so
which
I mean,
is okay. He's hit or miss this year. Right, that was a good game, but he's not gonna have every game's not gonna be anywhere near that.
He's never going to have a game like that again the rest of the season. You know, we'll be lucky if he has a game giving him half of that. Rest of the season two or three more times. You know, I mean, Crabtree is still there. He's top, you know, in touchdowns this year, like last year, like previous years. So yeah, we're gonna continue to like him, and yeah, spend a good amount so you can get him, but not everything. All right, Tuna PPR or with a T Luna 80 PPR. Should I drop Cobb and or Cohen for Dotson, Darkwa or K. Cole? Who's K. Cole?
Not too sure who K. Cole is.
I don't know who that is. All right, should I drop Cobb and or Cohen for Dotson? Coleman?
Yes, I would drop Cobb at this point.
Yeah, I think I would for Cobb. I think I would for Dotson.
Yeah, that would as well. And Cohen, I don't know. I think Cohen probably might still hold on.
Yeah, I think I'm not giving up on him yet.
Yeah. All right, MJP for MVP. Would you trade Reed, Jordy, Duke, or Mixon for Jarvis and or McCaffrey? So you're trading Reed, Jordy, and Duke, or you're doing one? No, you're doing Reed, Jordy, Duke, or Mixon. So either one of these guys? I don't know.
Reed, Jordy, for McCaffrey, and who? Landry? No, I'm not doing that.
I'm wondering if it's...
He's giving up the tight end, wide receiver, and one of those two running backs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing that.
No, you're giving up too much.
Yeah.
I don't mind the trade too much, but I feel like you're just giving too much. You should get something back in return.
If you want to do Reed and Duke for McCaffrey and Landry, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Or if you want to do Jordy and Duke for Landry and McCaffrey, I would be okay. But I'd rather do the Reed and Duke side of that for those two players. I would not give up three of those players.
Yeah, and what were your thoughts on this, Mike?
I was thinking, like, yeah, I want to get a piece of the Landry-McCaffrey action. I wouldn't mind getting rid of Jordy and Duke, but that's just too expensive.
Right. All right, Swazzle, looking to avoid week 9 by week hell. Looking to trade one of Hogan, Thielen, or Diggs for a running back. Who would you offer for what running back? Could package Hyde in the deal? All right, so he
Thielen and Hyde, right? Like throw Thielen and Hyde in for something. Because you know you have Diggs and Thielen, so you're not trading. You know you want to get rid of one of those guys,
right?
Like, it's not that high powered of an offense that you want both of them.
I mean, it could be when they're both healthy. They're very much kind of like Cooks and Hogan.
Yeah, but I mean, if they end up in just like a defensive shootout, just like a ground and pound game, like I don't want
to. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to play both of them. You know, you definitely don't want to. So yeah, definitely, I could see you doing that for who is he targeting?
Well, I mean, if you're packaging, I mean, go for McCoy. You know, try to get McCoy for Hyde and Thielen. Like, I would love that. And if you needed to trade Diggs away, like Diggs and Hyde for Lev Bell. Or Gurley, or Hunt, like go after one of the big dogs.
Mike?
Yeah, I could see going for that. I don't think you'd ever get that kind of a trade for that kind of talent right there. But, you know, maybe that would be the Hogan and Hyde for like an Antonio Brown or something to that effect.
All right, cool. Yeah, I agree with that. We got a few more questions here. We're just going to work through them. Darren Warnicken, I need a running back and a flex. Dotson, CJ, and Abdullah. He says Darren's been listening to the show the whole time. Thanks, Darren.
He just needs one of those or he needs two of those?
No running back and a flex.
I'm going with the two running backs.
I'm going with Dotson and Abdullah.
Me too. I'm going up Dotson and Abdullah.
I'm just having trouble putting Dotson in a lineup. He hasn't shown it yet.
I'm having trouble with CJ Anderson.
Yeah, me too. Just that backfield now. I mean, just especially with Booker once they inserted Booker, it just became just some mess. And Booker was supposed to win the job. It was just, I don't know, it's a big mess. All right, The Rock. Who would you flex this week in PPR? Stills, Coleman, Amari Cooper, or Mixon?
How many of these do we need again?
He's just asking for a flex, so I guess just one.
Mixon for me.
Yeah, Mixon for me too.
And what he said is a PPR standard. This is, I don't know, man. I guess Mixon. I wanted to say Cooper, but
I wouldn't tell you not to, right? They are playing Buffalo.
Defense is good, good.
Yeah, they've been really good. Really good. And I've been saying it too, because last year their team was just decimated at defense. It's ridiculous. And this year they got a bunch of guys back healthy and they're looking really good. You know, they're finally showing promise, given, you know, not the best offense, but they're, you know, their defense is, you know, coming through for them. Yeah. All right. MJP4 MVP. All right. I have Dalton starting this week in Hundley, who on the bench. Should I hold on to Hundley a little longer? I'm going to say no. You can just stream.
Yeah, go ahead and give him the boot.
Mike?
Yeah, no, I think you can do better. I agree. I think you can do better than him.
All right.
Although I am curious to see how he comes out of this bye week, because that still is a high octane offense, but you can do better.
Right. All right. Would you trade Jordy Reed or hang on to them rest of the season?
Trade if you can get value. You know, right now is the good time to trade Reed and a terrible time to trade Jordy. So I'm not trading Jordy after he has a one catch game, because someone's going to take advantage of exactly what it looks like is happening. He's going to bounce back and he will have some good games. So if you can move him.
And last question. Who would you drop? Would you drop Rex Burkhead, Mike Williams, Booker for a player on waiver or hang on to them? We don't know who's on waiver because you didn't really tell us. I would grab a guy if it was worth. Yeah, sure. You know, grab a Stills, Deontay Thompson. Actually, I like Booker. I don't mind holding on to Booker. I like Austin Eckler off waivers. I like Malcolm Brown off waivers. I like there's another guy. Who are some other guys off waivers?
I mean, waivers have been fairly...
The ones that are left there that, you know, everyone already ran through them. Who can this guy pick up and drop Rex Burkhead or Mike Williams from? Or should he just hold on to one of these guys?
You know, I mean, Mike Williams, after these waivers have already processed, I'm not sure who's going to have more upside and potential than someone like a Mike Williams. You know, someone to stash if you're looking for a stash is maybe like a D.D. Westbrook.
Yeah.
You know, maybe go see if Juju's there.
Yep. All right. So you got Deontay Thompson. You got Juju. You got Austin
Check and
Eckler.
See if Sanu happens to be there.
Yeah. If Sanu's still there somehow, you know, you definitely, you know, grab Sanu. Stills, you know, another guy. Yeah. So definitely if there's some waiver help out there still. Go ahead and grab him. All right, Cam Bonds, Chris Thompson for Cooper. I'm pretty set at running back with Hunt, Gordon, and Ajayi. A little weak at wide receiver. Should I pull the trigger? Or is it Thompson worth more than Cooper?
I mean, Thompson's worth more than Cooper, but if you really need a wide receiver, I'm not going to tell you not to, but you might be able to get better than Cooper.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't know. I mean, I'm glad that everyone's came around on him. I'm still in this world where I think people still don't really believe in Chris Thompson, and it's probably because our own Chris, Professor Moore, always throwing hate on the guy so much. Chris Thompson, man, I'm glad that he's getting that much love that he could get a Amari Cooper, and apparently he could get more. I was gonna say, yeah, go ahead and do it. I think it's a fair trade. You know, Chris Thompson's been really good though, especially in PPR leagues. I wish they would just give him the rock all just 30 touches or something, watching just Zeke Elliott out there for you.
Yeah, I mean he's not Zeke, right? But
I mean
he's good.
You look at his yards per carry every year, just, you know, whenever they give him the rock, he just looks good, you know. I mean, he's a small guy, he's like 175 or something like that, 180, like 5'6", 5'7", you know, but That guy's just a bolt, a lightning bolt. All right, the last question. Last not least, G. Diddley, half PPR, two. He needs Dotson. He needs two. Dotson, Ginn, or Stills?
Stills and Dotson for me.
Stills and Ginn.
Stills and Ginn
for me.
Yep, going Stills and Ginn here. And that is it. The sack is totally empty.
How you feel?
All right.
How you feel? You feel exhausted? Because you just did the longest, effing live show that I think that we've done outside of the Metal Mock Mondays. You guys talked for 2 hours and 25 minutes.
Wow.
I don't know how I'm going to edit this down for the replay. I might just not touch it. I might just
it. Have to do part one and part two.
Right?
Yeah, make it two podcasts. There you go.
Yeah, it might have to be. But thank you. Thank you, Lucas, Hussein, and Dirty Jabs Mike for doing the show. Thank you for everybody listening. That's it for the show today. We want to thank you again for tuning in, calling in, and all your questions, because if we didn't have those, we couldn't talk for how long we talked. So head over to sleeperwire.com for our rankings, which came out today. Podcast, submit questions through the website. Also, support our cause. If you like what we do or we help you out at all, please consider making a donation to Rob's Treatments for Chronic Lyme Disease. If we help you win a week, help us beat this disease, anything you can do will help. And the 12 champions of SleeperWire are always online all the time. Happy to help you. Join the SleeperWire channel on the SleeperBot app and look for these guys also there and on the Fantasy Life app at SleeperWireLBB is Lucas, at Prophet Hoos, and at Dirty Jobs is Mike. We're also on Twitter and Facebook at SleeperWire Show. That is it, guys. Don't forget to tune in this Sunday morning for the pre-game blitz. We get on about, 90 minutes before kickoff, starting around, I'd say like 11:30. We take your start, sit questions, and calls live right here on Mixlr. Thanks again for tuning in to the Mail Sack. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Wire, the only fantasy football radio show with more than a dozen multi-time, multi-league, multi-year champions. Listen to the Sleeper Wire show every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dash Talk.